You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's the 1st of October, year of our Lord 2025. Well, the government has shut down. It doesn't mean that we're safe. They're still going to be doing lots of things. We'll talk about what is shut and what isn't, how long this might possibly last and the consequences. But we've also had a major announcement with Pfizer and Trump. Just in case you didn't get it before, he's put it right in your face about the crony capitalism. But of course, we've got a lot of people who don't get it, and we've got an amazing take that was put up by a QAnon guy who still doesn't understand what's going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, and welcome to the show. We appreciate you being here with us, and want to start off by thanking everyone for their generous contributions yesterday.
Yes,
we made it up to 80% on the gas gauge, so thank you all very much. You cannot thank you enough.
Yes, thank you. Well, the gas gauge at the federal government seems to be full, but they can't access it. So you keep wondering why they keep doing this stuff. They pass continuing resolutions. They have big fights about that. They raise the debt ceiling, and they have big fights about that, but they spend the money anyway. And so now we have a situation where they couldn't get together and do the budget. They couldn't agree on some of the spending items. And so the Democrats wanted us to spend more money on some things, and the Republicans put their foot down and said, no, not going to do it. And so they reached an impasse. And we've had a little bit of a history with this. You know, Clinton had one, Obama had one, Reagan had eight government shutdowns, although they were short-lived. The last government shutdown that we had was with Trump in 2018. That lasted for 35 days. And it's kind of interesting that that ended because the air traffic controllers, who were considered to be essential, they had to go to work, but they would not cut them checks. And I don't know if it's going to be different this time, but after working for a month and not getting paid, the air traffic controllers called in sick en masse. And that got things changed pretty quickly. So they can do it if they really have an incentive to do it. So we'll see what happens with this. The federal government has officially shut down. Trump shared a behind-the-scenes photo from his failed negotiations with Democrats. Lance, do you have that at the top of the article there? And it is he was trolling them with hats. It's kind of the same thing that the guy in El Salvador did when he had a Democrat go down there to talk to one of the detainees down there that had been deported to that prison. And so while they were sitting at a table, some guy walks up and puts cocktails on the table. So it looks like they're having a vacation. So I don't know what that was. We didn't order that. We didn't have that. Same thing was done here. You have, during the meeting, Jeffries, who is the House Minority Leader, he said that was the strangest thing. We're sitting there talking and somebody puts MAGA caps and Diet Cokes on the desk in front of us and then takes a picture of it. And there's your photo. What did they do? So, yeah, it's Trump is all about theater, isn't he? Absolutely. You know, Reagan was about theater. He was an actor. And yet, he played the role of president. Trump is playing the role of a, what would you say, Travis? He's playing the role of a professional antagonizer, like a professional wrestler or something. The strike began at midnight last night. What's that, Lance?
He's playing a professional heel.
Yeah, professional heel, that's right. At the heart of the standoff is the Democrat Party's demands that Republicans agree to restoring cuts to health care that were enacted over the summer. So, anyway, the Jeffries disputed that these things were offered as gifts. He said, no, it just really showed up. They just randomly appeared in the middle of the meeting on the desk. Strangest thing ever, he said. Jeffries even asked J.D. Vance if Trump was going to run for a third term. Vance said no comment, and the entire room started laughing. So I guess it showed that the answer should have been no constitution, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if your mic is on, Lance. I'm not hearing you through my earpieces there. Democrats blocked any deal to keep the government open from moving forward. It follows the president's controversial post from the night before, which used AI to manipulate Schumer's speech and photoshopped a sombrero and a mustache onto the lefties. It was not funny. It was, I didn't put this on the deck because it was beyond stupid. Usually they do better memes than that. That one was really dumb and poorly executed, I would say as well. Millions of federal employees will be on the edge as they wait to know whether or not they are deemed to be essential. Yeah, lockdown. Trump did it, the essential, non-essential, before. Now he's doing it with the federal government as well. So museums and national parks will close too. I guess we can't see the Smokies unless we got a government chaperone or something. Actually, they didn't close the parks in the last shutdown. And yet they didn't have any park rangers. So I said, well, we're not going to do that again because there was a lot of litter and vandalism and stuff like that. So we'll see what they do with it. But as always, the only things that we get out of government, basically, that would certainly not even in the Constitution, national parks and museums, but, you know, when you look at the stuff that you get from the government, that's the first thing they cut. Now, they're not going to be cutting things like Social Security payments and things like that. However, if you are trying to enroll in the system, there won't be anybody at the Social Security office to talk to you about anything. So it's that type of thing that they're going to have. So federal loan offices and food inspections will continue, will come to a grinding halt, I should say. We're all going to die. You know, how could food inspections come to a halt? I mean, this is the FDA. They are guarding our food supply, keeping it clean, and we can't do that at the local level or the state level. It has to be done by the feds. So
who will massacre all our chickens?
That's right. It's we can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them, and irreversible by them by cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like, said Trump. A lot of good can come from the shutdown. So in the past, people who have been put on a leave of absence or furloughed would have basically an unpaid a paid vacation, right? So they would not come to work, But then once the shutdown was over, they would get their back pay and they would have their job back. So they just didn't have to do anything. It was a paid vacation. This may be very different, and it's going to be much larger. Last time it was 350,000 people that were furloughed or put on leave. This time they expect it to be about 800,000 people. That's how rapidly the government is expanding in unnecessary areas. And so those people will maybe not be coming back. That's what Trump and the Republicans are aiming to do. Congress is supposed to pass a dozen separate appropriation bills in order to fund the government, but this hasn't happened in years. They can't even manage to do that. It's kind of like you say, you got one job. You got one job. You control the purse, right? You're supposed to write laws, and you're supposed to control the purse, and they don't do any of these things. They kick the laws. They say, well, we're not going to pass laws. We're going to kick this over to a bureaucracy. It's going to write rules. And now since they're rules and not laws, you don't have any due process if we claim that you violated these rules. And then they won't even do anything in terms of the budget. That is their superpower. They're supposed to be able to stop or to enable things because of the spending that is there. So under Johnson, they passed a continuing resolution earlier this month to keep the government's lights on through November. However, the Democrats in the Senate are opposing the Republican-led continuing resolution over its lack of health care funding provisions. So they don't do a budget ever. They just keep doing these continuing resolutions and bumping the ceiling up. But now they won't even continue the continuing resolution in the Senate. As it stands, the GOP proposal resides in the Senate where it needs 60 votes, but they've only got 53 Republicans, so they need 7 Democrats on board, and the Democrats are all hanging together and opposing this. So they also want to repeal parts of the Big Beautiful Act that would that resulted in cuts in funding for hospitals and Medicaid in some areas. There are 53 Republicans, so you got to have 7 Democrats come along, and they won't do it in the Senate. The actual government shutdown will ensue once the Office of Management and Budget, which oversees all federal workers, sends out notice to government employees that they either are or are not required to show up for work in the morning. OMB Director Russ Vought was an architect behind many of Trump's ambitions to whittle down the size of the federal government. And he has repeatedly warned that many of the furlough workers, especially those who are in positions not legally required to continue, may be fired in case of a shutdown. Reduction in force notices, the government's way of firing employees, was expected to be...
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Sent out to non-essential workers who get furloughed during the potential shutdown. And so the previous one in 2019 was the longest one that we'd had. It was 34 days. I think this one is going to be very long. Everybody is saying they think this is going to be very long because the Republicans and Democrats are far apart, and Trump really wants it. I think the Democrats do as well. And so I think that this time it's going to be very different. Government shutdowns are easy to get into, but not so easy to get out of because one party has to compromise. Neither one of them wants to. It may be ended by something like the air traffic controllers refusing to show up or something like that. But Trump people believe that the Democrats will bear the brunt of the public's blame. because they're the ones making demands in exchange for keeping the government open. Democrat leaders provoked the ire of the left-wing activists for backing down during the first budget bout in March. Democrats are itching for a bigger fight this time around. It's kind of like our society in general. We got Democrats and Republicans who are itching for a fight. Well, we're going to have one, right? They keep pushing us to this in every respect. This is, I think, not that big of an issue as something like a civil war. Border protection, law enforcement will still be there. Air traffic control, and so will in-hospital medical care. They'll continue to be funded. And the checks will continue to go out for all kinds of things, Social Security, Medicare, etc. Services like food assistance programs, federally funded preschool institutions like the Smithsonian Museums will be shuttered. And we don't know exactly how the national parks are going to handle it. Of course, here in Tennessee, Smoky Mountain National Park, which is one of the first ones done, they had a road that ran through it. And so they don't have a gate where you have to pay to get into the park. And that has been something that the federal government has been very unhappy with. There was state law saying they would not close it because of these roads that run through it. And so they still don't have a gate to get in. They just say that you can't stop on the side of the road without paying them. They'll always come up with some kind of a trick to squeeze money out of you or to get around the law that is there. So I think it'll still be open if people want to drive through it.
Question is, are they going to have someone that's taking a salary that's going to be ticketing people that park in the park?
Good point.
I guess so, because that's probably a net gain for them.
Yeah. I don't know if that falls under law enforcement or not. You know, that's the question. Park rangers. I don't know. Maybe we could park for free. Again, just like in the old days. They spent a lot of money making sure that people couldn't park in areas where people had been parking. They closed them off. It's just, it's the government. They're always shutting things down, aren't they, for us? So I can't say that I'm really too upset about the fact that the government is shut down. I would kind of cheer when these things happen. Mail will still be delivered because it does not depend on Congress for funding. Schools are state-funded, they rely on a lot of money in grants, but the grants are awarded during the summer, so that's not really going to be affected as well. So they think roughly 40%, or about 800,000 federal workers will be taking unpaid leave each day. And this is not something that we have never seen before. And if we look at the past, this might be something that is fairly short-lived. Let's look at some of the comments here, Travis.
Yes, we've got Brandon Bennett that says that Shannon Joy interview was the bee's knees.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's always great talking to Shannon, and we got to get her on the program as well.
Mm-hmm.
She sees things the same way that we do.
KWD68, government shutdown, that is a golden age. We can only hope it lasts. North American House Hippo, the only shutdowns happening are the few visible services we see for our tax dollars. All those workers sitting at home will be paid.
Yeah. Yeah, if they come back, they'll get paid.
But, yeah.
Who knows? Now, you know, the interesting thing is that they may have to move on, because if they get unpaid leave for right now and they don't think they're going to be hired back, they may get another job. And so I guess that's what Trump and company are. Look, yeah. Understand that government is not going to leave you alone. That's what I said about all the reductions in government that Musk was doing with Doge. They want to get rid of government people, but they're going to replace them with AI that's going to be auditing every aspect of your life. It is going to get more oppressive, not less oppressive. Dealing with a human is going to be something that we look back on with nostalgia after you see how harsh the AI is and how people are going to treat it as unappealable.
Epstein Island says President Apprentice reality TV show.
That's right.
The real Octo Spook, you're fired, did give him what some think is efficient actor training to play president. I don't. High boost. None of the federal government is essential. How about that?
Yeah.
Wally Walrus, I wish they would shut down these traffic cameras. I've been on restricted license twice this year. Shaking my head.
Yeah.
He also says AI will take their jobs.
That's number one, like the meter maids in the parks, where that's something that I think they'll keep running.
Yeah, that's
probably
right.
Probably a net gain in profits.
All the surveillance stuff will go, yeah.
I boost. Does government shutdown include no executive orders to be cleared by our king? Time will tell.
I'm sure we'll keep having executive orders. Because he's essential, right? Of all the people, he's essential because he does all the functions of government.
All embodied in one man.
Yeah.
KWD68. Does the government shutdown pause genocide in Gaza?
No. No, it doesn't. It probably doesn't stop the bombs that we're sending at all. Yeah.
Those can't be stopped. They're too important. Username 01234567 8. Don't worry. They're still taxing you for war and genocide.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Bulldog, keep them shut down. We'll be fine. They always have enough money for war.
That's right. They'll find the money for things that they want to do. It'll be things that maybe you want from them that really there's no constitutional authority for. But they'll stop that. But they won't stop what they want. They'll get it.
Username 01234567 8 9. The politicians will still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
The real Octospook, pay to use our own land. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
About that public park. You know, whenever we put something public in front of something, it's just like we mentioned Vadi Bakum. He said, you know, when you start talking about social justice, you're not talking about justice anymore. That adjective changes everything. Now it's about socialism, you know, or government or whatever, like with public health or public education. Public health is not about health. It's about the government, the public. And same thing about public education. It's not about education. It's about government-run schools. It's a completely different thing. And so the public lands, the public parks.
Mm-hmm.
They belong to the government.
High boost. Oh, no. Smoky Mountains tax collection office will be closed. They want to charge to pay to park on the side of the road in the Smokies.
Yeah.
Which is just absurd. You can drive through, but if you want to stop and enjoy it, you're going to have to fork over some dough. Tell you what, how about you get rid of all the rangers and everything else, and we'll take the risks ourselves.
I've not seen them giving tickets to anybody when we've been in there. But
to be fair, the Smoky Mountain Park is quite large, and there's only so many rangers, so, yeah.
Well, but the guy that they put in as head of the park under Obama, he was the one that was really into doing this, and he really, really pushed this. So you can thank Obama for that again.
All these peasants coming onto my land.
Yeah, that's right.
You must pay the Lord. Donald Lord, 1337, the existence of federal parks is a violation of the 10th Amendment.
I agree.
Livio Roslo, time for a nationwide tax strike. Oh, they'll come after you for that. They'll find that they have enough personnel and enough money to fund personnel to target every single person that tries to do that.
Yeah.
Knights of the Storm, if we shut down government, then how are we going to blow up boats in international waters? That's a good question.
Yeah, I wonder if they talked about that in the general meeting, you know, the generals and the admirals. How would
they're
going
to shut down the government? How am I going to bomb people in boats? I don't like boats. They're on them, and I don't like it. S.A. Moore, the layoffs / firings are false flags. Every agency is hiring and advertising for new hires. Money is spent, and no agency ever gives it back.
Yeah, that's right. It's all a big theatrical game. This is more of left versus right, spy versus spy stuff, right?
We're going to find out they laid off all the Americans and they've replaced them with H-1B Indians.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this RX drug thing. And we have, I think one of the, we'll tell you what this is really about. And then we'll tell you what the Trump Q people think it's about. They think that this is a huge victory. They don't have a clue what they are talking about. It's one of the funniest things I have seen. Yeah, no clue. They're clueless, I guess. Wish they were.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And the sweet sounds of Motown. Find them on the Oldies channel at APSradio.com.
Well, I want to talk about this deal that Trump has done with Pfizer and this thing called Trump RX. Trump RUS. Yeah, that's all drugs all the time. Talk about the ultimate pharmaceutical shell. Donald Trump announces a deal with Pfizer to sell drugs to Medicaid at European prices. Oh, wait a minute. They've been price gouging us? Yeah, that's it. That's what Q and Breitbart and all the rest of these people don't get. It's like, do you realize that they have been charging us more than triple what they charge governments and individuals in Europe? As a matter of fact, we're talking about the government. The government negotiates a cheaper price with them than businesses and insurance companies do. So they're paying even more than the American government is. But the American government is paying more than triple what these crooks and big pharmaceutical companies charge other countries. They said, oh, yeah, look at this. We've cut prices on some of these things 1,700%. And these idiots, these absolute ignoramuses of money think that, oh, Pfizer's going out of business. They just signed their own death warrant. Yeah, this is what I'm hearing from the MAGA people. And, you know, it's just what it is that he's trying to even get it to where it is even, and no money is going to be coming back to us. I mean, this is Pfizer that we gave tens of billions of dollars to in order for them to produce the poison bioweapon that Trump is so proud of. And they didn't give any of that money back, and they're not going to give any of the money back that they've been price gouging people for in this country. It's amazing that there's this double standard that is there. And so that's the take, and yet people are thinking that this is somehow a great deal. These people are criminals, and they should be shut down for this kind of price gouging. These are the same people who don't understand how tariffs work either. They think, well, tariffs, that'll be paid by the corporations. And they think after Pfizer is going to stop price gouging us by charging us multiples of what they charge everybody else, oh, look at that, they're going to go out of business. Well, yeah, most of their money is made in the United States because they have bought our politicians, just like Israel has bought our politicians. And so Trump was very excited about Pfizer being there. And let me see if I can find the clip here that I want. Yeah, he really does love Bourla.
Curious, where are the other companies other than Pfizer? Are you expecting them to come?
They're all with us. And I was honored to have Albert be the first. He's done a fantastic job with, as you know, with the COVID.
Isn't Albert Bourla great?
Job with a lot of things.
We love Albert.
And Pfizer is right at the top. You know, it's there. Eli Lilly has been fantastic also, your friend, my friend. And they're all coming in.
My friend, my friend.
We're making deals with all of them. And
yeah, this is the payoff. Remember, the head of HHS for the entire 4 years of Trump was the former CEO of Eli Lilly that he just mentioned. My friend Eli Lilly and Alex Azar. And that all happened because RFK Jr. went in during the transition period and said, I'd like to talk about making vaccines safe. Boom, lots of money from the pharmaceutical companies. And then they owned Trump. And so he puts in a big pharma CEO, Eli Lilly, the biggest perhaps. and the most politically connected, until perhaps maybe Pfizer. And Trump absolutely loves Albert Bourla, and he's did a great job with the COVID. You know, interesting thing is, the COVID was the vaccine. That's really what it was. There wasn't a pandemic. There was a bioweapon. He did a great job with the COVID that he put out there on everybody. These people have long COVID. It's the shot, folks. Wake up. Listen to how Trump gets booed later on when he talks about Albert Bourla and how wonderful this guy is.
We also have the head of Pfizer here, so I want to thank him. One of the great, great people.
Boo.
One of the great businessmen. Thank you, Albert. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
When are people going to get a clue? Now, those people even understand that. But, you know, we look at the influence operations being run with Breitbart and InfoWars and all these different Trump suckers that are out there. It's just people think that, okay, he's there with Albert Bourla, but that's okay. You know, he hangs around with Albert Bourla, Jeffrey Epstein, Klaus Schwab, but there's nothing to see here. It's perfectly normal. I mean, he's just hanging out with all of the usual suspects and villains of the global order. But hey, that's not a problem because it's Trump. It's kind of doublethink they cannot get through. So he says...
There's never a video about Trump and Bourla that is more relevant to the... price gouging. Should I play that?
Yeah, let's play that.
The United States had just 4% of the world's population and consumers, only 13% of all prescription drugs, yet pharmaceutical companies make 75% of their profits from the United States. So think of that. We have 4% of the market, 13% of prescription drugs, and yet, Albert, I didn't know you were that violent. I'm surprised you're agreeing to this.
I'm getting better.
I'm surprised you agreed to this. Well, you had us. You've been ripping us off for years.
They make 75% of their profits from the American
customers. Notice how he's portraying this as this altruistic move by Albert Bourla.
That's why I signed an executive order combating this practice,
and
we signed it very happily a little while ago. Today, Pfizer is committing, as will other drug companies as we go through the weeks. But Pfizer is... truly one of the biggest in the world and one of the greatest in the world. Today, Pfizer is committing to offer all of their prescription medications to Medicaid, and it will be at the most favored nation's prices. It's going to have a huge impact on bringing Medicaid costs down like nothing else.
Did you catch that? Most favored nation prices? So Pfizer has a most favored nation standard. We were not favored by them.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
We favored them, but they didn't return the favor, did they? So isn't that amazing? You know,
if someone has been robbing your house continually, and then he says, "You know what? I'll rob you a little bit less." You don't go, "Oh, what a good guy he is."
It
just shows
how they can completely control our government when we can do that kind of thing. You know, when they can say, "Well, okay, we charge you 3 or 4 times what everybody else does. You're not on our most favored nation." Well, I tell you what, we'll do. We will give you most favored nation, and we'll charge you roughly the same for the most part as the European countries play. The drug maker said that they will introduce new drugs in the U.S. at a price that is comparable to what European countries pay. So in other words, it might not be 300 or 400% more. It might be 30, 40, 50% more, something like that. But it'd be comparable. So we're ending the global price gouging at the expense of American families. Yeah, that was what it was. It was gouging. Mehmet Oz, the administrator of CMS, that's you know, where they hand out the money to the hospitals. And that was the organization CMS during the first Trump administration during the lockdown. And subsequently, they instituted the policy that if you point to somebody and you say they've got COVID, that was at the very beginning. Then later they said, you got to go through this PCR thing that we've got. But that doesn't really make any more of a determination than just pointing to somebody.
Don't worry, it will say they have COVID.
That's right. It magnifies everything by over a trillion points. So whatever they're looking for, they can find it. Anyway, you go through those two phony things, and they will give you a 20% bonus on everything that is done in the hospital. So they wanted to find people who had COVID. I mean, it was a golden ticket, you know, like Willy Wonka or something. And it really was a golden ticket. And all this stuff about you put somebody on a ventilator and we'll give you $39,000. You point to them and say they've got COVID. That's $13,000 cash right there, plus 20% on all the services that you do. That was all running through CMS. That's what Mehmet Oz is head of now. He suggested that books could be written about the process. Yeah, we should write a book about this, what CMS has done. Trump spoke of impossible price decreases of as much as 1,600%. Well, I think that's an exaggeration, like most things that Trump does, but the 300-400% figure that I've seen from other people, that could be across the board. There might be some products that they were charging 16 times what they charged other countries because, you know, hey, Americans are suckers. Israel knows that. Pfizer knows that. The pharmaceutical companies know that. The big winner of this deal clearly will be the American patients, he said. Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. No, it isn't going to help patients, really, because it's going to be the government, for the most part, that gets this. It'll still be a different price tiering for private insurance and for businesses who go through private insurance. I think we haven't played this one here. Let's see. Pfizer.
We are ready to invest, as the president also mentioned, $70 billion in the next few years.
Yeah, where'd you get that? You got that from killing people in 2020.
In America. Hello.
Criminal.
I really think this is an historical moment because also I can put that behind us and focus on the things that I want to spend my time. Mm-hmm. Cancer treatments, to bring better obesity medicines, to bring better vaccines, to bring things that people value. And thank you for allowing us to do that. I want to thank Secretary Kennedy. I want to thank Secretary Lutnick. Your leadership helped us to pull that together. You are the mastermind of everything. And without the brilliant way that you designed the whole thing, we wouldn't be able to make it happen.
Bless
you. But you were even more brilliant because you had someone in your team that he was the driving force behind everything. And I don't have words to thank you for your integrity. And it is what you have
integrity.
Said. We created.
It's really disgusting to just watch them praise each other.
That was the most important thing that allowed us to be able to pull
praising each other back and forth while they're pulling on us.
Of course, also I want to thank.
We have the mastermind right here.
U.S. Trade Representative, who is also heavily engaged, and he's probably the first trade representative that I have seen that cares about our industry and cares to do something about unfair situations out there. But more than anyone else, Mr. President, I want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
For your leadership and, frankly, for your friendship.
Thank you so much for that. That's just so wonderful. You know, I should have put in the deck, I should have put that clip of Borla where he's talking and somebody's interviewing him. His neck is swelling out like a lizard. I don't know if that's true or not, but you know what? That's all I can see when I look at that guy anymore. That's the power of satire. Brand, now that might have been real, actually. I don't know, but brand name drug prices in the U.S., are three times as high on average as those in peer nations. In other words, they charge us more than anybody else. And why would a corporation be allowed to do that? Look at so many times, not only are they allowed to kill us, not only are they allowed to harm our children without any liability, but they're allowed to price gouge us as well. You look at any other business like that, the Democrats would be all over this, but they aren't either. So, one of the things that they have there, I noticed that one of their top products is Eliquis. That was something that they pushed on me a great deal because I have AFib. And so it's supposed to be a blood thinner. It's one of their number one things. And so I looked at this, and first thing I saw was Pfizer. It's like, no, no. And then the next thing I saw is everybody complaining about how expensive it was, even with insurance. And but I had every doctor that came in was pushing Eliquis on me. I absolutely refused to take that. Paxlovid, which they are still putting out there for COVID. As a matter of fact, in the meeting, RFK Jr. sneezes and Trump says, well, I got to get some Paxlovid. Yeah, right. Medicaid programs could see significant savings, though it's not clear how much because their prices are generally kept secret. They don't want to tell people what's happening. And this whole thing is so criminal from the get-go. The pharmakia, the great men of the world who murder without...
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Best, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Who murder with impunity.
It's truly amazing that they're able to do something like, no, we're not going to tell you the price. Sorry, you don't get to know.
Yeah.
You know you're not getting a good deal when they refuse to tell you
That's right.
It is.
Pfizer has not agreed to cut prices it offers to employers, to private insurers, and to other government programs like Medicare. This is a deal that they set up with CMS, I guess. So they're still going to gouge all of them at many, many times what they charge other people, three times what they charge other people. Then that brings us to this thing, Trump RX. I mean, it's just in your face, all of this crony capitalism, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing. This is a website that's going to be up next year where you can use your own money to buy drugs directly from manufacturers while sidestepping health insurance. Well, then why do I need health insurance, right? It'll go online next year. But, of course, health insurance is now mandated in some form or the other for the most part, unless you get some kind of a needs-sharing thing, like Samaritan Ministries or something like that. The model is already widely used for popular obesity drugs, like Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, which are often not covered by insurance. So this is going to be to offer the drugs directly to patients at about the same rate that employers and government programs pay after accounting for discounts. Offering them to patients at a discount as high as 85% off the sticker price on average. Sticker price, what are you talking about here? Used cars? I think we've been sold a bill of goods here by these people. Yeah, well, you know, this is a sticker price, but let me negotiate this other thing with you here. If you were anybody else, you would have to pay this. But for you and for today only, we're going to cut this 85%. How about that? That's a deal you can't refuse.
It's like those Persian rug outlets that are forever going out.
Yeah, that's right. Always on sale. Yeah, that's the Persian, should be Persian Rug RX. That's what it should be. Programs are partly aimed at reducing the influence of giant middleman companies known as the pharmacy benefit managers. That's where a lot of this profit gouging is happening here. But in both the U.S. and Europe, drug prices are set through a complex series of negotiations that result in confidential rebates that lower the final price that government programs and American employers pay. Yeah, we're just haggling over the price of the poison here. And this is the amazing thing. But would you be surprised that somebody who is a clueless Trump supporter and doesn't really understand what happened in 2020. They still don't understand this as well. Last week, Trump announced that he would impose a tariff of 100% on certain imported brand name medicines. If they were imported from the European Union, they would be taxed at a lower rate of 15%. Drug makers could apply for tariff exemptions for drugs that they make in factories that they are now building in the U.S. Dr. Borla said that his company had been assured that it would receive a 3-year grace period to avoid paying the tariffs because it is building and expanding factories in the United States. Pfizer already does some manufacturing in the U.S., but it also has significant production in Europe. So this deal, again, as we played earlier, we have 4% of the market, but we pay 75% of their income. That's the way they are gouging us. Isn't that amazing? Trump is signing an historic executive order. There we go, another executive order, to significantly reduce drug prices for Americans. While the Congress kind of dithers around, they can't even figure out how to pass a bill to fund the government. He's signing one executive order after the other. That's the form of government that we've got now. And that is a horrible form of government. You do not want to have an autocratic dictator signing executive orders because he doesn't know what he's doing. He is, I think we're going to see in the future just how unbelievably corrupt Trump is and how he's making massive amounts of money. We'll look at this in hindsight and say, hopefully, that was a mistake. But you got one guy here, and he's wheeling and dealing with people, getting paid under the table, getting paid later on, and he is constantly changing what he's doing. That's what happens when you have an autocrat who's doing this. It invites corruption, and it invites vacillation, which is what he's done. The EU, the executive order, rather, will help to bypass costly middlemen, bring the prices Americans pay for prescription drugs in line, more in line with that paid by other nations. And so these are people who are, that's actually the, so these are Trump supporters. Yeah, this is Caroline Leavitt. She's a big Trump supporter. She will lie up one side and down the other for Trump, even when it's really obvious. So, today, Pfizer is committing to offer all their prescription medications to Medicaid and will be at the most favored nation prices. Again, ask yourself, why weren't we getting the most favored nation price when we gave them so much? We favored them so much. Pfizer is committing to offer all the company's prescription medications to Medicaid at the prices paid by the most favored nations. Yeah. We do all that for them, but
my friend, for you, special price. For you, special price.
That's right. So this Trump RX thing, it's unclear whether or not the website will be useful for the majority of Americans who are already covered by private insurance, Medicaid, or Medicare. Again, that was the big push by Obamacare to force people to get insurance. So I don't know really what this Trump RX thing is going to be, but it's not going to be there for a while. And then I want to play for you the Q take on all of this, and then Sasha Latipova had a great take on all this. I'll give you her take, which is real. And but first I want to play for you Mark Atwood, who is giving us the take, the Q take on this. Listen to how stupid this guy is.
There are so many cons in today's announcements. Trump in front
secret
of
messages, in other words.
Guys. And given his announcement in the White House, I mean, he just basically bankrupted Pfizer to their faces. He $17 billion.
It's Bretsky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal. For all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
That's what the alphabet is Q, for those of you.
Wow.
Don't mean that in a patronizing way. I mean that, like,
in a really stupid, clueless way, yeah.
A lot of us have been seeing the number 17 everywhere on number.
I bet you see it everywhere, yeah.
You name it. It's for years now. So Q is real, and this White Hat military operation is real. And this is the good news, because the military are being activated, I think, to go and clean up. Not just the cities that desperately need cleaning up, but arresting those lower-level Satanists in the network. That's what I think.
Why can't we get the upper-level Satanists?
I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing. But
he's saying that even as Trump is protecting all the Satanists in the Epstein docs.
Submarine. He said he was the 45th, 46th, and 47th president. And he said, 46, I don't like to take a lot of credit for that. He doesn't want to take the credit for 46 because these guys were behind the scenes throughout the whole pretend Biden administration.
Oh, yeah.
And the people of the
world actually running the Biden administration
to the limit in terms of what they're going to take from their governments. I mean, look at the UK, look at
Ireland. Trust the Biden.
I can only look at those because I don't live in Europe, but, you know, terrible things have gone on in Europe and all over the place, in Australia and New Zealand. I've not been there,
I honestly
but,
feel really
you know,
bad for
everybody's
this guy.
Been pushed to the limit to see what was going to happen, or a taste of what was going to happen. What was actually going to happen is that we're all going to be locked down for 10 years and executed if we disagreed and vaccinated to the hilts.
Oh, but Trump didn't do that, so he's a hero. He saved
2025, it hasn't happened.
It's like the price gouging.
Tomorrow is the 1st of October. Now, if you haven't read the Q drops, I think maybe now's a good time to go and look at them. Go to QAnon.pub, P-U-B. Read them. There's 3,900 or so posts there that were posted between 2017 and 2020 that are essential reading. Really good idea to get up to date now on this if you haven't already read these posts. So I read them as they came out, and it was amazing. Because really what they were doing is showing people how deep and dark the satanic network goes. And we ain't seen nothing yet. So it's very
That's right. We haven't seen any of this stuff come true.
Yeah, have a great day and keep enjoying your day.
It's amazing, isn't it? That's Mark Atwood out of the UK, and he gets tremendous engagement pushing that kind of stuff. I don't know if he believes that. I don't. Some people are stupid enough to believe that. There are people who believe that. And maybe not him. I'm going to say that you're more intelligent than that, Mark. I think you're a grifter, a liar, and a deceiver. It's just amazing how stupid that stuff is. It's like Steve Pachinik and Alex Jones all over again. And Jerome Corsi. All this Q nonsense, all this stop the steal stuff, it makes me so angry to see people lying with these absurdities to poor people who are stupid and follow them. And if you're following that, you're stupid. You need to get a clue, not a Q. It's absolutely amazing. Here's the reality of what's going on. Sasha Latipova laid it out. The art of the drug deal. Pfizer may funnel up to $500 million to the Trump organization via Trump RX. If anyone is still in doubt that Trump is personally, politically funded by Big Pharma, this is the proof. This is not Pharma, Albert Bourla falling on his sword and bankrupting his company in order to serve Trump, as this guy likes to put it out there. As of September the 30th, the White House is reported to be planning to announce the launch of Trump RX, a new direct-to-consumer online platform designed to enable Americans to purchase prescription medications at discounted prices. The Trump RX platform will allow patients to search for specific medications and connect them with platforms to sell the drugs at lower costs. The website aims to simplify the process of obtaining meds and reduce out-of-pocket expense for consumers per investing. .com that laid out what the official position is. She said, in this deal, Pfizer has agreed to offer several of its medications at reduced prices through Medicaid. This is touting as benefiting up to 100 million patients, except that patients on Medicaid do not pay for their drugs. So the benefit is not for these patients, it's for the Medicaid budget only. Additionally, Pfizer was shaken down, along with other pharmas, to invest in the U.S., by building plants to manufacture more poison domestically. Is this a good thing? Well, she points out this is going to basically beef up their control at the state and the local level. Because you've got a situation, Eli Lilly in the Houston area is putting in like an $8 billion plant there. Now, what kind of clout is that going to give them at the local and state level? tremendous amount. So it's not like this is, you know, they can do some of their drug manufacturing here. Now they control the local and state levels as well as the money that they give to these people at the federal level. Under the shakedown plan, Pfizer will invest $70 billion in U.S. drug manufacturing, which helps to secure its exemption from new 100% tariffs imposed on companies not producing domestically. While Pfizer is the first major drug company to respond, it remains unclear whether other pharmaceutical companies will participate in the Trump Rx initiative. The operational details, including prescription verification, shipping regulations, and the platform's compliance with healthcare laws, have not been fully disclosed, according to the Wall Street Journal. This deal benefits no one. Yes, it will provide contracts for construction equipment, some jobs, very few given automation levels and drug manufacturing, but it chains all of the local authorities to enforcing the next condemic and other deadly nonsense that they have already in the pipeline. They want to pay local communities to poison our children in exchange for jobs. Think about the fluoride in the water and multiply that by 100 times, okay? That's what this truly is. So one person, another person said, here's Trump's pharma plan. 100% tariff tax if you buy from Johnson & Johnson or the private sector, or 0% tax if you buy from Pfizer and Trump Rx. If only there was a word.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, multiply, multiply. Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
For centrally planned economies and merging government and business together. I don't know, what would that word be, Travis?
It's a mystery.
I love the way you put that. If only there was a word for this. Yeah, it's called fascism, by definition. This absolutely disgusts me. I don't know what disgusts me more, what Trump is doing, what Albert Bourla is doing, or the way this Q guy is deceiving people over this stuff. It's absolutely amazing that this is still going on this way. Oh, you notice that he kept mentioning the number 17. I didn't hear that in any of this stuff. But anytime the number 17 is mentioned, oh, Q is a 17th letter in the alphabet. He keeps throwing that out as a hint to us. What could possibly go wrong when you have a completely anonymous source that speaks in riddles and is constantly shown to be a false prophet? I would just love to drag these people outside the camp and stone them, which is what Moses would have done. It's crazy what is happening with this.
I feel genuinely bad for the people that get suckered into these
things. Yeah, I don't feel bad for the people that are leading them, though.
No.
That's what I mean. The people like this guy that you just heard, or Alex Jones, or even Breitbart, which is not talking about Q, but they are talking about this. This whole deal as if it was a wonderful thing. You heard this guy say, well, you know, the original plan was that they were going to keep us locked down for 10 years and execute anybody who didn't comply. That didn't happen, so Trump's a hero. Trump was following in lockstep what the global plan was, what they had practiced for 20 years at the Pentagon, all the rest of the stuff. Trump is doing the same thing at exactly the same time that Trudeau was doing it. Just like we've got in the UK, digital ID being rolled out by this socialist Keir Starmer, or Hare Starmer, like I like to call him. He's doing it at exactly the same time, roughly, that DeSantis and the conservative Republicans did the same thing for the same reasons. You know, you're going to have ID in order to get a job. Why? Well, because we've got open borders that we didn't do anything about. Can't help it, right? That's just an organic problem. But here's our solution. The same people have been pushing for digital ID forever. So you got the socialist and you got the socialist in the UK pushing digital ID at the same time you got the conservative Republicans in Florida pushing it for the same reasons. This is the only way that we can maintain that you guys get your jobs is if you all have a digital ID in order to get a job. Just like we had Trump and Trudeau doing the same thing at exactly the same time. It's, somebody needs to get a clue about this stuff here.
It also makes it so easy to paint Trump as some kind of hero when the super secret plan that there's never going to be any proof of, that you're never going to know of, is so much worse. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, they were going to lock everyone down and gun anyone down that came out into the street. Actually, they were going to let Godzilla rampage through the cities, and they stopped him. So you have to thank Trump for that.
Yeah. We have blockchain watermark ballots that are out there, mm-hmm. and quantum computing, all that stuff, right? And we've already got 20,000 troops out there, and they're arresting the bad guys right now. You hear all this stuff.
They're down in the tunnels.
Yeah, we're going to arrest all the Satanists and everything. While at the top, see, this is one of the reasons why this Epstein stuff has really shot through the Trump people. Because, like, wait a minute. He's out there. He's secretly arresting all these bad guys and everything. But wait a minute. He just hid all of these people that were involved with Jeffrey Epstein, including himself. And he just hid all that stuff. Maybe this whole thing is a lie. Yes, you better wake up and see what is really happening. Let's go to the comments here.
North American House Hippo. In Toronto, one speed camera has been cut down at least six times and 27 more have been destroyed. I think Americans need to be more proactive about these.
Yeah, we are really passive. I look at this and, you know, you go back and look at people like Jim Bowie and stuff. What do you think Jim Bowie would have done? You know, look it up on Wikipedia or someplace. What was it, sandbar fight that he was in?
Yeah, the sandbar brawl or something.
Yeah, something like that. That Bowie knife got a reputation for a reason. It wasn't just the way it looked.
North American House Hippo. Canada literally calls it Crown Land. That's right. It's owned by the Crown. It's not your land. That's Crown Land. And the King or Queen of England owns all the swans.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go into the park. You know, that's... That was Robin Hood in his eyes. They were bad because they were in the king's land. They were hunting the king's deer and all the rest of this stuff, right?
High boost. Trump joining forces with Pfizer is hashtag winning. Trust the plan.
That's the way they're selling this. It's throughout the conservative media. They're putting this, look at this, this is great. Look at how Trump is cutting drug prices. And it's like, do you realize that that all he's doing is getting them to charge us the same thing that other people did when he allowed them to charge us more than three times what everybody else was doing for the longest period of time.
Go ahead. B.L. Houghton, Trump will be dancing in the next Paxlovid commercial. That's right. Epstein Island, responding to High Boost. Borla looks like Klaus Schwab with hair. They all kind of share a similar phenotype.
Yeah.
All very Bond villainy.
Yeah.
B.L. Houghton, Trump RX warp speed. That's right. Going to get you more poison, more faster, more cheaper. Mm-hmm. The real Octo Spook, how about a payback of the money stolen from the ill, sick, and disabled?
Yeah, how many years are they charging us triple what everybody else does? Mm. You know, I mean, they got a most favored nation status. What do they call our status? Most suckered nation, I guess.
Yeah, if it was justice, if this was actually something worth bragging about, he would have renditioned Borla to Guantanamo Bay. That's what would have happened. Sorry, you've been killing our citizens with poison for years and charging them an exorbitant fee to do it.
Yeah.
Least favored nation, most gouged nation.
Most suckered nation.
Our most gouged nation status. Yeah, we have 4% of their market, but we pay 75% of their profits. And he says that with a straight face.
That article said we are paying three times more on average, which doesn't really make sense if we're 75% of their profits and 3% of their market. That's a lot more than that.
I know. Yeah, the numbers don't add. They're lying.
25 times.
Exactly. They lie up one side and down the other. You can't trust any of the numbers. This kind of stuff that Trump is throwing out there is like unemployment figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics or the inflation numbers that are out there.
Or was it 4% or 3%?
4%. Yeah.
It's all made up anyway. Yeah. KWD68, if things are cut 1,700%, then you should earn 16 times the price upon purchase. That's right.
The other thing I think you said, we were like 4% of the market or something like that, but maybe of the population, but 13% of the market or higher. That still doesn't compute to three times, right? Three times would be 39%. So they'd be charging us six times what they're profiting, six times, you know, what the other people.
Shadow Boxer, all COVID profit is blood money.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
B.L. Houghton, what kickbacks will Trump get on RX? I'm sure his family will be getting quite a lot.
Well, Sasha Latipova said $500 million, but I don't know where she came up with this figure. She didn't break it down, but I would trust her before I would trust this guy, Mark Atwood. Mark, that name. I tell you, I don't, you know, Julie Green, Mark Atwood, General Flynn, you got to watch out for these people.
Strike them from the record.
That's right. Know? I call them out by, you got to call them out by name because people need to know who these guys are. They're not some faceless person out there. They're trusting these people because of who they are. They need to distrust them because of what they have said.
Part of it is they play upon this innate desire to be a part of something.
Yeah.
People want to be a part of something
larger. Well, and to have some inside knowledge.
I'm part of the secret club. That's right. I'm not one of these suckers out there that doesn't know anything. I'm getting the secret downloads.
Everybody loves this kind of secret club type of thing. I guess it's how the Freemasons.
They're going to distribute a decoder ring next. Yeah. You know, drink more Ovaltine.
That's why I like what those that group that put up that Trump Epstein statue and got taken down to the park. They call themselves the Secret Handshake Group. Yeah.
KWD 68 MAGA will hate pharmaceutical companies but applaud Trump loving them.
Yeah. That's right.
It's truly amazing. Original Babe, he is so proud of all the death and maiming. They could not get him to shut up about warp speed.
Mm-hmm.
They had to bring in whatever that country singer's name was, be like, hey, your bass doesn't like this. You need to stop talking about it. And he cut down on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Tunnel Lord 1337, why Trump chuckle? The people are booing because they've seen plenty of people get hurt. Trump is a sinister villain or just as brainwashed as his MAGA fan club.
Yes.
Catastrophe. They will raise the price for the other countries.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so we're going to charge you the same thing we charge other people. So they just raise the price. Again, we're talking about sticker price. Where they come up with the price for these drugs? Because it doesn't cost them anything to manufacture it. It's all, well, we're recouping our R&D costs and our regulation costs. Well, again, they can just raise the prices of the other countries, and then everything's on equal ground. Doesn't mean they're not still getting gouged.
Yeah, we aren't going to see them give up 71% of their profits as they take us down to a reasonable percentage relative to the other countries.
Yeah, yeah. Albert Bourla just went bankrupt, according to Mark Atwood.
Oh, poor Bourla. I feel so bad. ZJP Rumble, what's next? BlackRock to lower property taxes? That's right.
Yeah,
they're going to lower your rent. They're going to upsize your house. Our overlords are showing mercy. North American House Hippo, spending ad later. Ask your doctor if cancer is right for you. Well, it's right for Pfizer.
MRA, yeah.
We have B.L. Houghton. Yes, because if your doctor recommends poison, get a new one.
You know, we should do a commercial. I think we can make it really good about the mRNA thing and ask your doctor thing, you know, because they always have these really rapid list of the symptoms.
Ask your doctor if logic is right for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Epstein Island. Has anyone noticed the sharp uptick in HIV medication commercials? I have. I don't watch much TV, but when I visit my in-laws, they'll have TV on, and it seems about one third to a quarter of all commercials are for HIV medication. And it's just, I mean, they have the usual suspects. They know who their market share is. I'll say that. They know exactly who's getting HIV. So, but I see it all over the place on TV down there. And there's just billboards all over the place in Austin.
Really?
Yeah. Which, I mean, again, they know where their market resides. Austin is a degenerate city. Shadow Boxer. People need to confront their own doctors. Give them hell.
Yeah. I actually told my doctors, I said, you know, Pfizer is a good enough reason for me not to take Eliquis if it wasn't even about the price. So, but, you know, there's other issues with it, too.
Mm-hmm. High boost. Mastermind. Interesting choice of words. AZ Beach. After digital ID, no internet for you if you don't get the vax, but I'll be off the net before then.
Mm-hmm.
High boost. Dr. Oz, the reality TV star. The real
Octos. Yeah, they'll fit right in the Trump administration.
Yeah, also, star is probably a bit too strong of a word for any of these people. They were on TV. Remember, star usually, in my mind, implies, you know, ubiquitous. Everyone saw them everywhere. Dr. Oz, I think star is a bit generous. The real Octo Spook. I'm always worried when Trump, the max vaccine murderer, is appearing with those supplying the murder weapon.
Yeah.
That's true. It'd be like kind of seeing an African warlord hanging out with the CEO of Heckler & Koch or something like that.
Yeah. Let's understand, Albert Bourla was not a lone shooter. He had the help of DARPA, the CIA, and their puppet Trump. It was a conspiracy. It wasn't a lone shooter. Albert Bourla didn't go around sticking the needles in people's arms.
There was a vast conspiracy. Yeah. Trump Burger, MAGA are officially the most brainwashed group on planet Earth.
It is.
Yeah. Hi, Boost. David, we have Obamacare now. We have Obamacare, and now we have Trump RX. That's right. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be as effective, I guarantee you, as Obamacare was in terms of helping people.
But. I saw a story online the other day about some guy that Obamacare kicked in, and he had to be qualified for coverage at hospital, had to be within 20 miles. The closest hospital to him was 21 miles away.
Wow.
And he had to have surgery or something. It bankrupted him, nearly destroyed his entire life, and they absolutely would not budge on that. 21 miles, 1 mile out of the perimeter. And he was just, no. And he couldn't get any other kind of insurance because he was mandated Obamacare.
Yeah, you're going
to... Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
See that on steroids with AI. You know, there's going to be no flexibility at all with anything. Mm. When you have humans doing that, it's a little bit hard for them sometimes to do that with
you
a conscience.
You might find someone that has a conscience.
Yeah.
It's possible.
But you won't with AI.
No. There will be no
It's
mercy.
Not conscious, and it doesn't have a conscience either. So.
And if you find some way around it, if you find some string of characters or words that gets it to break its programming, they will come down on you. They will hammer you.
Yeah.
It will be even worse. NMAX, their AI will also track if you've complied with the mandated vax schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be keeping track of everything.
Yes.
And of course, who knows, maybe sometimes it screws up and they decide, actually, well, maybe your kid needs another dose. Yeah. Citizen of Maricaca, yes, one would think if the deadly petropharmaceuticals are manufactured here in America that we would indeed get a fleet sales break and not have to pay invoice.
Fleet sales. That's ticker price.
You think we could at least get the poison wholesale, but no. No. North American House Hippo, after my heart attack 2 years ago, I refused to take the medication prescribed to me on my release. When I had my follow-up, my numbers returned to normal, and I kept my CDL.
Yeah, it's commercial driver's license. Yeah, it was on Shannon Joy's show yesterday. She has a sponsor who sells nitric oxide and a beet juice type of thing. And I got to say, I said that when I came back from the commercial. I said, that's the one thing that I've taken that has made a difference in my blood pressure. And it's very important for me to get my blood pressure down because I have an aneurysm that's getting bigger. So we watched that pretty closely, and that's made a difference. And, you can get natural stuff that doesn't hurt you, that actually works. You don't have to use pharmaceutical stuff. Give it a try. Both of us were just so distraught when we had, Karen had a close friend, of course, my friend as well. She had breast cancer, and she would not try anything else except for, she was a nurse, and she would only try the pharmaceutical interventions, and she wouldn't even give anything else a try. And she did not survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing how effective the propaganda is when, you know, you see someone, they're going through something like that, and you can tell that they are suffering, and they can tell that they're dying, that they're not getting better, and they still refuse to try anything.
I'll try anything as long as it's not harmful. I mean, that's the thing. First, do no harm. If your treatment that you're telling me something about does no harm, I will try it. And that's the way that the Japanese drug regulators operate as well. Mark Hall, who's doing a documentary, you were part of that, about stem cells and other things. But it's also about how we approve drugs and things like that. He's making a trip to Japan to talk to them about that process. Because if you've got something that you think is effective, they do an evaluation to see if it's harmful. If it's not harmful, then go ahead. You're welcome to try it and give us your results. And we'll look to see if there's any fraud. That ought to be the way that if government's got any involvement in it, it ought to be first to check and make sure there's no harm from this. And secondly, to go back and to make sure that people are not defrauding people in terms of the claims of what they're doing. But if it's not harmful, you try it. Why not?
Yeah.
Again, that makes me think of our sponsor, RNC, the bitter apricot seeds. It's natural. Yeah, I know they're bitter and it kind of numb your mouth. It's so bitter, but they also have it in pill form. But again, it's natural. And, you know, why not give that a try? It's not gonna harm you.
And of course, you can give that a try by going to rncstore.com and using promo code NIGHT for 10% off.
Thank you.
Anytime. Got to mention that when we talk about it. Make sure that people get the discount if they want to try it.
Yeah.
Trump Burger, the billionaires will save us, guys. Just trust the plan. That's right. These benevolent billionaires. They love us oh so much. Guard Goldsmith, the Trump admin literally just doubled drug prices for Americans if they don't use Medicare or Medicaid.
Yeah, it's going to pop out somewhere else. Like I said, they're going to, you know, raise the prices elsewhere, or they're going to raise the prices in the rest of the world so that we're on a level playing field. That's the ways that can happen, right? The glass can be half full or half empty, so let's just raise it all the way to the top.
Companies do not like giving up profit centers. They are always looking to watch the line go up.
And you're not going to find anybody that is greedier than pharmaceutical companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the massive amount of money that they get. That is why they're willing to literally kill people. Literally kill people. They know what they're doing. They have fudged the results to keep it secret. Again, going back to the Fugitive movie, it was pretty interesting to see that even in 1993, you had Hollywood writers who were onto that game and talking about how they were deceiving people and defrauding people.
Mm-hmm. It's truly amazing. I mentioned this before, but it's amazing to me that with the opioid crisis, people were starting to catch on to how dangerous pharmaceuticals were. They were starting to take a look at them and go, wait, they're doing what? They're doing it to who? Everyone?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought everyone right back into the fold. They brought COVID around, and people could not get enough pharmaceuticals. And I haven't heard anyone mention the opioid crisis in years now.
That's right.
Ever since COVID came around, people are back on the pharma plantation, and they are back stronger than they ever were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sad to see that. People were so close, so close.
It's also shocking just how much it rehabilitated their image. You know, these mass murdering psychopaths that everyone knew was pushing these drugs and profiting off of this suffering.
Misery.
And everyone knew that they were evil because of it. And yet, now they've completely just turned their brains off for anything related to them because they've been told to by the propaganda machine.
Well, it's amazing what $17 billion given to the broadcast media will do for your public image. You know, these people can sell anything. And we always think that we're not susceptible to this kind of stuff, but advertising works, so they wouldn't be spending so much money on it. And you can see the rise and fall of different brands based on their advertising. I remember household brands that every time you turn on the television, there's another one of their ads. And then, you know, they stop advertising, and then they basically start to gradually disappear. You know, there's a reason that they would sell vegetables with a Jolly Green Giant. You would go to the the grocery store. It doesn't really matter how stupid it is. They do stuff that's stupid, like Trump does, in order to get your attention. Once they get your attention, then they hit you with a repetitive name over and over and over again. It's like this hypnotic thing. So when you go into the grocery store and you see, oh, that's a familiar name, you know, you grab it. That's the game that they play. It's the game that Trump is doing. is their Jolly Green Giant of the world globalist system. He is brought to you by WEF and Pfizer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Max, I don't believe Pfizer is spending $70 billion. Follow the money trail. He probably always says they are investing, but probably being handed our money in the back room. That's mm-hmm. right. These companies are not altruistic. Guard Goldsmith, if Trump were arresting Satanists, most of Congress, the DOD, HHS, FDA, DHS, and Netanyahu would be in jail.
That's absolutely right.
There would be nobody left.
Right, Guard. Good point.
Tunnel Lord 1337. You know Q is a gov psyop because it constantly told people to sit back and do nothing. Doing nothing isn't going to protect the kids being brainwashed in the schools. That's mm-hmm. right. It was always, just wait and watch. You'll see. B.L. Houghton, get a clue, not a cue. I like it. Hi, Boost. David, the CIA knew the majority of Republican voters are no smarter than the dim voting bloc. They just lied to MAGA and told them sweet nothings.
Yeah.
Well, there's generally the bell curve, everything is distributed fairly equally. So you have an equal number of dumb people and smart people on either side of the aisle. That's kind of just how it works out. It's just the Democrats tend to have a higher percentage of people who went to college and therefore feel themselves more educated, which does not actually equate to intelligence in any way, shape, or form. CJP Rumble, can I get ivermectin with Trump RX? Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
I won't be there.
Shadowboxer, people don't completely understand the problem until they have symptoms of being poisoned. Mm-hmm. Max Alva, how about those gold and silver prices? My wolf pack is looking sweeter every day.
Is it?
That's right. Yeah. You can go to davidknight.gold and get yourself a wolf pack subscription.
Savings program. You know, you can actually save your earnings and something that keeps its value actually is going up as the dollar is going down. I mean, when you look at this, gold is keeping its value, and what you're seeing here in these gold prices is you're seeing the crashing dollar. You don't want to keep your assets in the bank not denominated in dollars, put in something else.
Mm-hmm. Trump Burger, Trump's family has already made over $3 billion off this first year. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnel Lord in 337, the reason we weren't locked down for more years is because the people fought back. The people who didn't listen to Q are the ones who liberated ourselves.
Exactly. People just stopped complying. They just got tired of it. And it just kind of disappeared. That's why there's been no... That's the passivity of all this stuff. Everybody's like, well, I'm kind of tired of wearing these masks now. Let's stop it. And there's no accountability or punishment for the people who did this stuff to us.
Bulldog, 10% for the big guy. That's right. B.L. Houghton, why would we need the Trump RX if we're getting med beds? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that MedBed video, that was really stupid. But again, that's another Q thing. So, hey, it worked for JFK, kept him alive for 60 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
We just never got to see him again.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029, Obamacare made health insurance companies wealthier than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Guard Goldsmith, AI and bureaucracy is going to be like self-contained, escape-proof, automated phone customer service systems, I suspect. It's going to be Kafka-esque, man.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And again, Guard Goldsmith, you can see him at Liberty Conspiracy at what time is it? Six?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, Monday through Friday.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's right. You got a great Substack, too. We're going to be right back.
I don't mind if you big. I don't mind if you small. My juice so magic. One size fits all. I'm Big Mama and I'm here for your health. I mean no harm. I know you'll be back again and again and again. I'm Big Farmer and I'm here for your health. I mean no harm. I just wanna help. My juice is free for you, my friend, 'cause I know you'll
populations coming next year will actually maim and kill a lot of people because Bill Gates knows he can't hide it. That's why Trump is taking control of the process, saying he's going to have an early vaccine from a company that doesn't make one that is so dangerous or that doesn't change our DNA. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing, but I understand what he's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's vaccine. And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak, attenuated, classic viruses with a very low amount of adjuvant in it. And what is...
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars, and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
Well, yes, and of course, now Alex is cheering what Trump is doing in terms of putting the military in the cities. After having done four documentaries about the police state that was coming, now he is cheering it. Trump suggests using dangerous U.S. cities as training grounds for the military. And I couldn't find the video. I'll have to look for it again. But I played for you before the Pentagon video talking about how they have to train in the cities for what's coming. The cities are going to be difficult and dangerous. They're going to have ethnic groups that were competing in the cities. Well, how's that going to happen? Well, mass open borders, right? And so we were all about that when Obama was doing it, when Obama was getting MRAPs pre-positioned, when they were training with the asymmetric warfare centers and so forth. That's why Biggs and I went to that asymmetric warfare center and got arrested. But
Fort AP Hill, right?
Yeah, at AP Hill, yeah. And Alex is the one who got us arrested. Oh, that's a story I'll tell you sometime. It was a real betrayal, I tell you. Trump told a gathering of military leaders Tuesday that they should use American cities as training grounds. And so we used to have a problem with this. Conservatives did. But that was only when Obama was doing it. Now we can trust Trump because, you know, just like he was going to have somebody other than Pfizer make the vaccine for us, somebody that we could trust, not Moderna either. It was going to be a good vaccine. It's just going to have some adjuvants, which, again, like the police state, Trump, Alex had been telling people about these adjuvants and how harmful they were for a very, very long time.
Can we take a little thimerosal for Trump? Absolutely. Yeah.
Mercury. It's just mercury. Don't worry about it. He said defending the homeland was the military's most important priority. He signaled the leaders in the room could be tasked with aiding in federal interventions in Democrat-led cities, such as Chicago and New York. They're very unsafe places. We're going to have to straighten them out one by one, Trump told the generals. This is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too, and it's a war from within. This should be very concerning. Can you imagine if Obama had said something like this? Boy, it would have been red alert. You know, take the safeties off your gun at time. But for Trump, it's a good thing, we're told, right? And I guess all the people that were going to be involved in this, except for the admirals, they're not going to be involved in this. That's why they always talk about not having a standing army. They would always have a standing navy to protect us in terms of a border from attack from the center of most wars, which is Europe. But the standing army would be used for oppression, and that appears to be the direction it's going right now. I told Hegseth we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military. National Guard, but our military, because we're going into Chicago very soon. That's a big city with an incompetent governor. And I remember back in 2012, 2013, when they're having drills all the time, and we were warning people, so look at this. They're doing these military drills inside of cities. Oh, don't worry about it. You know, we just do this kind of stuff all the time. I said, yeah, but listen to what these people say when they talk about it. They actually said at the time, well, you know, you train where you're going to fight, right? So they've been training for this a long time. This is why it is so concerning that Trump is pushing this forward. He is the friendly face that they're going to be able to implement what they've been training for a very long time.
It's also another thing to realize, I mentioned this before, but the places like Chicago are dangerous. If you put the troops in there, there are going to be confrontations.
Yeah.
People are going to react poorly. Things are going to get worse, and it will be a justification.
Yeah. But even if it isn't, I don't want to live in a militarized police state. I'm sick of this stuff. The government's answer to everything is a hammer, because they think everything, that's the only tool that they've got, which is force.
It's not going to be just localized to places like Chicago. They'll use whatever happens in Chicago or St. Louis or these other violent cities where bad things happen as justification to roll it out across the board.
Yeah, what happens in Chicago, you're going to stay in Chicago, as they say, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's going to Memphis next. And that's the thing. I think that, you know, here in Tennessee, we got Memphis, a very Democrat city, and Nashville, which is leaning that way as well. But that's typically the way it is with the big cities that are there. But in the conservative, let's say red states, as they like to call them, you're going to have the governors and the legislators in the red states are going to say, yeah, come on in. I think those of us in conservative states are perhaps going to be in as bad or greater danger. That's, again, the people say, oh, yeah, we don't, you know, New York is crazy. You know, it's escape from New York. It's turning into that. And Chicago and Washington and L.A. and things like that. Oh, yeah. But it's going to come to your home. And it's going to be welcomed with open arms by Republicans who are afraid of Trump. They will not oppose him. And they trust him. And so I think that's where the greatest danger is. They liken Trump's use of the military in American cities to authoritarian tactics, said the Democrats. And on that, I agree with them. Trump said, America is under invasion from within. We're under invasion from within. No different than a foreign enemy, but more difficult in many ways because they don't wear uniforms. And so, you know, when you have somebody like Hillary Clinton saying it, or you have Biden saying it, everybody's like, wait a minute, they're talking about me. But when Trump says it, it's like, oh, that's okay, because he's talking about people I don't like.
We haven't gotten to the more perfect union, and we fought a civil war over part of it. Mm-hmm. And people have been protesting, you know, for hundreds of years that, you know, things were not as they should be, given our ideals and how we should be moving toward them. So I think that's what makes us so special as a country. And the idea that you could turn the clock back and try to recreate a world that never was, dominated by, you know, let's say it, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion, a certain point of view, a certain ideology, is just doing such damage to what we should be aiming for. And we were on the path toward that. I mean, imperfectly, lots of, you know.
Oh, yeah, she was colorblind, wasn't she? And she didn't care what ideology you were or what gender you were or sex you were, right? Yeah, that's the kind of person. We all know what she's talking about there. A certain ideology, a certain religion, a certain sex. You know, we know those people. Those are the enemies. But, yeah, it was not a colorblind, real pluralistic society that she's talking about. She created just the opposite. Well, top military brass With Hegseth and the new Pentagon battle that's portrayed as a clash here in this Yahoo article. Leading military chiefs have lashed out at Hegseth's plan to overhaul the country's defense strategy. Multiple Pentagon leaders, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, have raised concerns about the proposals set out by the self-styled Secretary of War. The issue stems from Hegseth's plans to rewrite the National Defense Strategy, NDS.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Of course, I've always got to have a three-letter acronym for it. To list Homeland Defense as the nation's top priority, rather than continuing to focus on global security threats from China, as it has for years, to reduce the U.S. military presence in Europe and Africa. Well, again, you know, we don't defend this country. What we do is we endanger this country with the American empire abroad. So you could look at this and say, well, our focus is going to be defending America. That would have meant that you would have put troops at the border 2017 to stop the mass moves across the border, which Trump didn't do. He could have had enough troops and equipment that he could bring home to do that, but he failed to do that. There are growing concerns within the military that Hegseth's proposals are short-sighted and potentially irrelevant, given Trump's often unpredictable, sometimes contradictory approach to foreign policy, just like with the tariffs. Kane has openly raised his objections to the plans with other Pentagon leaders, including Policy Chief Eldridge Colby, according to unnamed sources. He gave Hegseth very frank feedback, said one source. I don't know if Hegseth even understands the magnitude of the NDS, which is why I think Kane tried so hard. Kane is said to have wanted the NDS to remain focused on deterring and potentially defeating China in a conflict. Hegseth's draft strategy does still mention China, but primarily in the context of its aggression towards Taiwan. Colby has also long feared that the U.S. is underprepared if China were to attack our country. Hegseth is also signaling that the Pentagon will move U.S. forces out of Europe. It was revealed that the former Fox News host is crumbling under pressure of leading the Department of Defense, which insiders now are complaining about his behavior, including being obsessed with his own security. And this is something that many of them have attributed to his wife, who is also an on-air host at Fox News, some of them calling her Yoko Ono because she accompanies them to all these different meetings. Hegseth will use the meeting, which has been mocked as something that could have been done in an email. He will use it to discuss the warrior ethos mentality that he once instilled in the Pentagon. And so you've had a couple of Democrat senators wrote a letter on Saturday asking why a secure virtual alternative was not considered instead of requiring hundreds of officers to leave their posts and attend in person with their security details, and it cost millions of dollars. Well, Hegseth has declared war on the woke garbage in the military. He says, we're done with that excrement. Yeah, and with that, I agree with him on that. You know, they need to get rid of the DEI. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why they brought the generals in, because they wanted to see their reaction to some of this stuff. And we have one guy's reaction to this. Let me see if I can find that. One general. He's got his face plant on his hand. Other people have circled other people with that. But I don't know if that guy's going to be around too much more. That's kind of like that one picture where all the Nazis all giving the Heil Hitler salute. And there's the one guy who's got his hands down. Circle that guy. They did it. Yeah, that's good, Lance. You picked that up quickly. They eventually did get that guy. They killed him. But general may be on the short list that's there. Because Trump had said this going into the meeting.
Going over, I'm going to be meeting with generals and with admirals and with leaders. And if I don't like somebody, I'm going to fire him right on the spot.
There you go. I'm going to fire him right on the spot. Because I'm president. I can do whatever I want. Speaking at a gathering of generals, the Trump-appointed Pentagon chief said, Hegseth, said he made it his mission to uproot the obvious distractions that made us less capable, less lethal. No more identity months, no more DEI offices, no more dudes in dresses, no more climate change worship, no more division, distraction, or gender delusion, no more debris. He said the military had lost its way under foolish, reckless political leaders. He said it turned the Pentagon into the woke department. That era, he said, was over. You might say that we're ending the war on warriors, he told the assembled brass while blasting what he called the promotion of risk-averse, go-along-to-get-along conformists. Well, again, there's so many generals. I forget how many dozens of generals we have. And you compare that to the number of generals that we had during World War II. It's absolutely absurd. And they're political. They're very political. They're politicians. Too many officers, he added, had risen for the wrong reason. Risen because of their race, or based on gender quotas, or based on historic so-called firsts. The first person like this to get the job. We're clearing out the debris. We're moving the distractions. We're clearing the way for leaders to be leaders, he said. Well, I would agree with everything he had to say about that. The problem I have is with using the military in the cities. And as Trump is saying, the military to be used to fight the enemy within. That's very dangerous talk that is coming from the president. And his executive order against political violence is an un-American attack on free speech. That is reason. They said last week Trump issued an executive order that purports to address the recent spike of political violence, but the order is remarkably one-sided, taking the apparent position that only leftists can be violent. And it treats speech clearly protected by the First Amendment as evidence of criminal behavior. We see this over and over again, whether you're talking about burning flags or the rest of this stuff. It is a politicization, and it is censoring speech because it's critical of the government of Israel or because somebody's burning a flag or this or that. And so when you put it in that context, what he is proposing to do is incredibly dangerous, I think. And when he came in, the room was very silent, and he does kind of a, remember when Jeb Bush told people, please clap? Well, Trump kind of does that as well.
Great job you're doing, too. Fantastic job. I've never walked into a room so silent before. This is very, don't laugh, you're not allowed to do that. You know what, just have a good time. And if you want to applaud, you applaud. And if you want to do anything you want, you can do anything you want. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank, there goes your future. But you just feel nice and loose, okay? Because we're all on the same team.
And, but I'll just fire you immediately, team member.
You won't hear a murmur in the room. I said, we got to loosen these guys up a little bit. So you just have a good time. But I want to thank Secretary Hegseth and General Kane, General Raisin Kane for a reason, they call him that. When I heard his name, I said, you're the guy I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, that may not last too much longer if he's going to oppose some of this stuff there. And, of course, there's Trump in this backdrop that looks like they took it from the opening of Patton, where George Scott stands up in front of the gigantic American flag. That's the way they set this thing up. That's the optics that they're doing here. It's all theatrical. Well, again, Trump threatens to fire these generals on the spot if he doesn't like them. And his open threat, says Newsweek, to fire military leaders based on personal preference.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Other than on performance metrics or protocol, reflects a growing emphasis of loyalty and ideological alignment within his administration. So we don't want you loyal to the Constitution. We don't want you loyal to the rule of law. You need to be loyal to me. You do what I say or you're gone.
And we have a video of Trump saying how he will fire anyone that he wants to.
Yes, yes. I just played that. Yeah, I'm going to that meeting with them and I will fire them. I think, is there a different one than the one that I just played?
Did you play the really short one?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's play this one here. The Trump generals here.
Fire department. I always put the fire department.
Oh, he starts rambling.
They're great. And I got 95% of their vote, too. That helps. When you get 95% of their vote, you always have to mention them. But they're great. And they're brave. In our inner cities, which we're going to be talking about, because it's a big part of war now. It's a big part of war. But the firemen go up in ladders, and you have people shooting at them while they're up in ladders. I don't even know if anybody heard that, but... And I said, don't talk about it much, but I think you have to. Our firemen are incredible. They're up in one of these ladders that goes way up to
the sky.
They
paid tens of millions of dollars for the generals and admirals to hear this.
Shooting at them. Shooting bullets at firemen that are way up in death territory. You fall off that ladder, it's over.
This is like he's lost his train of thought and he's just stalling for time.
It's crazy, yeah. We're going to... Can you imagine? You know, this is unprecedented. They brought all the generals and admirals in so they can hear him ramble along. About firemen fighting fires. And hey, they all voted for me, so I got to say something about the firemen. Yeah, we're a team. I've got your back 100%, but if I disagree with you, you're fired. You'll never see me even waver a little bit. That's the way it is, he said. Yeah, just like with the tariffs, you'll never see him waver.
This was the video I was thinking of.
Going over, I'm going to be meeting with generals and with admirals and with leaders. And if I don't like somebody, I'm going to fire him right on the spot.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he then started talking after the firemen. Maybe that's what got him on firemen. I'm going to fire you right on the spot. Let's talk about firemen, by the way. And then he starts on the Nobel Peace Prize again. He really wants this thing. Trump turned to the topic of the Nobel Peace Prize. He argued that if Hamas accepts a U.S.-backed peace plan, one that he unveiled, and we'll talk about that, with Netanyahu on Monday, he would have resolved 8 international conflicts in 8 months. We'll see what happens. But it will be a big insult to our country, he said, suggesting that the Nobel Committee would overlook his efforts. I want the country to get it, he said. I should get it, arguing that no one has ever resolved as many conflicts as he claims to have ended. So again, this is a pathological level of narcissism that we've seen. And Trump, you want to know what a narcissist is? You look in the textbook and you'll see Trump's picture there. But of course, this is the way he's portraying himself to the people. Here's Trump with all of his medals. He's got his Happy Meal medal, his Ronald McDonald medal, his French fry medal, all those pinned to his chest.
Man, you can even see the Hamburglar there.
That's right.
He's got them all.
We will be a fighting and a winning machine led by Generalissimo Trump. Hegseth said, the purpose of American military is not to protect anyone's feelings. It is to protect our republic. And the question is, who protects us from the watchers, right, if they're going to invade the city? A standing army is the anathema of our system of government.
Ramirez, secure the burger town.
Yeah, so Democrat Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut said he billed the taxpayers' millions to fly every general to Washington to hear this drivel.
It reminds me of Kamala Harris going on about who doesn't love a yellow school bus? Who doesn't love a red fire truck?
That's why they pick people like Trump and like Lala Harris, because they're just puppets. They're just avatars for these people really controlling the strings in the background. So Trump gets a brutal review from the Pool Report on military speech. And, you know, they have pool reporters. What they'll do is instead of having, if you're part of the official recognized press, instead of having all of them go in, what they'll do is they'll rotate it. So, okay, this week we'll have the reporter from New York Times, or we'll have the reporter from Wall Street Journal, whatever, will go in, and they'll do a report that everybody else will use. Well, this is what the Pool Reporter wrote. At the top of the speech, Trump encouraged the crowd to applaud, laugh, and react in any way that they felt appropriate, drawing laughter when he threatened them with discipline after offering them the chance to walk out. And it said, this is the Pool Report, POTUS's audience comprises men and women of various ages wearing military uniforms and neat haircuts. They are much more still and quiet than he is accustomed to at a political event or campaign rally. Poole can see several officers sitting in a row, looking expressionless and inscrutable, with few smiles. POTUS's attacks on Joe Biden have been met with silence. Some of POTUS's lines are eliciting polite ripples of laughter. One man in a naval uniform is taking notes in a book. Another is rolling his head and looking restless as POTUS rails against the media. After wrapping up the speech, the Pool Reporter noted that there was polite applause, again, accompanied by expressionless faces. POTUS finished speaking after 72 minutes. The audience rose and offered polite applause, faces still expressionless. POTUS raised a hand as a military band played and then left the stage. Well, again, you know, one of the reactions to this, especially to the stuff that Hegseth said, which I think is appropriate, you know, they do need to get rid of this DEI stuff. It's absolutely ridiculous, the idea that they're going to have battery-operated tanks and things like that to save the planet. Remember, during the Biden administration, there was Obama, I think, as well. The number one priority of our military needs to be climate change. It's like, oh, we're in big trouble if there's ever a war. These people are trying to start wars.
We're going
to
nuke the sun.
So, anyway, The View was absolutely flummoxed as to why Pete Hegseth would have a problem with people who are overweight and unfit.
They really just need to start calling the show The Blind, because they can't see anything, man.
The Blind, yeah. Hegseth is so obsessed with physical fitness in the military. Why is that? And that's Joy Behar, Sonny Hostin, confused as to why that is. And they said, we spent $6 million to get these guys there. It didn't make a lot of sense to me that he was saying that he was going to toughen physical standards and review the anti-hazing policy by sort of implementing a hazing policy. She said she was confused how calling soldiers fat was supposed to be an uplifting message for our military. Maybe he was referring to Colonel Sanders, she said. And then Sonny Hostin said, that was Behar. Sonny Hostin said, yeah, it was a really bizarre thing.
And we all know how focused on uplifting you the military is.
Oh, yeah.
The drill sergeants they hire are there to make you feel good.
I'm a lowly cockroach. Raid killed me. You know, you get them down on the ground. That's what these. I don't know if that was from Full Metal Jacket or if that was what my brother-in-law told me when he went to basic training. They get them down on the ground and say that.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
I can't remember where I saw it, if I either saw that in my mind or I saw it in the movie. I can't remember. But yeah, that's the kind of thing they do. They break you. Look at basic training under a Full Metal Jacket. That's the point of that. It's not about people's feelings. That's why it was so strange to see this. And I think that's what he's trying to get them to get focused and to get fit. Why are they concerned about that? Why do they find that unusual? I mean, didn't JFK go on a fitness initiative even for kids? I mean, if you're going to fight a war, it's not simply going to be about pushing buttons. It really isn't. They think that it is, but that's not the case. So, Travis, you want to read the comments we got there?
Yeah. Guard Goldsmith says, RNC store is great.
Yes, it is.
We've got Veer Invictus. Thank you very much for the support, Veer Invictus. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
It says, weak on crime courts / tough on crime police state. The Hegelian two-step into tyranny. Yeah.
By the way, yes, we also had For the Love of the Road gifted a subscription on Kick yesterday, and we didn't mention it. I think it happened at the very end of the show. So
thank you.
Thank you for the Love of the Road. Big, big, big supporter. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Appreciate it.
Francine says, wait for the Q. I assume talking about Q.
Yeah.
Kingdom Law says, best strategy now, plan, prepare, prep. Yeah, you want to make sure that you have a strategy in place. You want to know how to defend yourself, defend your family, defend your community. You want to make sure that you know how to get food, and you want to have a supply of food. Mm-hmm. So you can also check out jacklawsonbooks.com to get the Civil Defense Manual, and it covers all those things. The Real Octo Spook, silver reserves are dangerously low, but new mines in planning.
Well, yeah, but they're using a lot of silver, you know, for not just solar panels, but electrical issues as well. So it's industrial uses of silver are very high.
It does a lot of different things. It's not like gold where it's mostly just there to look pretty.
Yeah.
North American House Hippo. Who does this video? I've been trying to find it online. What is the name of the song? I'm assuming that's about the Don't Mind If You're Big, Don't Mind If You're Small. Lance?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's on the video itself, I believe, at the very beginning, briefly. I think he has it up in text. I may have also labeled it something to do with who does it. We'll have to find that information for
you. That's an amazing song. It really is. We could play just a little bit of it. Yeah. That was, let's see, here it is. Take my juice.
I don't mind if you're big, I don't mind if you're small.
Yeah, it's up in the conspiracy underscore music guru. I think it's at the very top.
Yeah, I think that's a conspiracy music guru.
I believe that's what it is.
That's amazing. He nails it.
Yeah.
He nails it. It's a catchy tune.
In case our microphones weren't in that scene and you didn't hear that, it's Conspiracy Music Guru is what the top right of the video says. I don't know if it's clear enough in the feed, but Conspiracy Music Guru should be able to find that.
Yeah.
So check that out and let us know. If that doesn't lead to it, we'll take a look around some more and see if we can find it for you. N Max in Minnesota, the feds are saying it's dangerous going after these Muslims. Need protection. Nice to know that who walls and our leaders allowed to live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, I got a story coming up that you won't believe out of the UK about what they're doing to the Muslims there.
Yeah. Once the Muslims reach a certain critical mass, they become very dangerous and very unpleasant.
Individually, they could be very dangerous. But what the story in the UK is about is really about Sharia law taking over the court systems that are there. And it's also about Muslim violence as well.
Mm. Oh, Guard Goldsmith actually dropped the link to these songs in the Rumble chat. So if you're looking for that,
great.
Guard has it, and he dropped it in chat. Thank you very much, great. Guard.
Thank you, Guard.
Guard knows a lot about music.
It's been a while since I played that. I couldn't remember who it was, but that was one of my favorite things during the lockdown.
Yeah.
I love that.
You did
song.
A great job.
Yeah.
And Max, Heg Seth yesterday looks like an actor playing the part of the military leader. It's so weird.
Yeah, he has adopted a different persona, hasn't he? He's, really serious all the time. You know, he's got a really tightly wired.
Serious war man.
Yeah.
Epstein Island says, please clap. That's right. Jerry Alitalo, think of the iconic image from the 1970 movie Patton of actor George C. Scott standing in front of a huge American flag, just like you said.
Yeah, he did that.
It's designed to evoke that imagery. North American House Hippo, I guess they forget to bring in the canned laugh track and applause.
Yeah, that's what I remember. They always had that same, I Love Lucy did that, right? And they would always have that same woman. They go, and then they would all break into applause or something. They use that same sound clip over and over and over again.
They need the live audience trick of having the applause or laughter sign that flashes up for the audience.
Yeah,
so
that's
the generals
right.
will know when they're supposed to laugh.
The applause sign.
Or and then yeah. at the end it just says, or you're fired. You know?
Yeah.
And Max says, we know our military exists for Israel, not America. What war have they fought that actually affected us positively?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suspect they may be, you know, gearing up the military for Gaza or something.
Yeah. Iran.
Yeah.
What war have we fought since World War II that we've won? You know, the best you could say that we've done is a draw. And that's really just, it's amazing what's going on with this.
North American House Hippo, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
He says, if Star Trek V, The Voyage Home is ever remade, Guard Goldsmith has to be cast as Punk on bus, and I want to be the bus driver. You guys have much more Star Trek knowledge than I do. I've seen a grand total of about 3 Star Trek episodes, I think, if that.
Yeah, I missed that cultural reference there. Yeah. I know I saw the movie. I don't remember that. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweets coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
Yeah, that's right. American suckers. We give everything to people like Zelensky and Netanyahu and Albert Bourla. And people are just clueless as to who what's really going on here. Well, let's take a look. We mentioned the Muslims and how the law enforcement that was going there was saying that it's really dangerous to arrest these people. We need some more help. Well, the UK has legalized Muslims stabbing people if they're offended by what you have to say. Look, we've heard for the longest time, speech is violence, right? This is a logical conclusion of it, that if I'm offended by what you have to say, then I am justified in killing you. And that is what they are putting into in these court decisions that are there. They had, this is on the, a person was arrested. Third person has been arrested for criticizing Hamas. And they released a Muslim man who had gone on a stabbing spree after he saw a Quran being burned. Or as the judge in this case put it, the Holy Quran. Who is the Quran holy to? The political and judicial system of the United Kingdom, which has effectively enacted Islamic Sharia blasphemy law by selectively prosecuting those who offend Islam. So again, three people on social media who criticized Hamas have been arrested, right? But when this guy is protesting Islam and a Muslim stabs him, that's okay. That's not a problem. Those who offend the religious sensibilities of Christians and or Jews, nothing happens to them. Do whatever you like with a cross or a Bible. But if you touch a Quran, you're not only under arrest, you're also fair game for a stabbing. Hemet Koskun, a half Armenian, half Kurdish gentleman, both of whose halves have suffered from genocide under Turkish Islamist rule, decided to protest by burning a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London while shouting, "Islam is a religion of terror." So he's protesting the Turkish government and also the Islamic, the reason that the Armenians were attacked was because of the Turks who were Muslims. They attacked the Christian Armenians. And by the way, that was where genocide was coined. To describe what happened there. Musa Kadri set out to prove him right by fetching a knife and stabbing him while shouting, "I'm going to kill you." The Muslim terrorist explained to the police that he was just out to, quote, "protect my religion," unquote, in the traditional Islamic fashion, through violence. The British authorities were typically understanding of Muslim violence against non-Muslims. The Muslim stabber was freed on bail, while Hamet Koskun, the non-violent, non-Muslim stabbee, was kept locked up. In the UK, being stabbed by a Muslim is considered to be a more serious sign of guilt than the actual stabbing. And the authorities were much more worried about Koskun, the self-proclaimed atheist and critic of Islam, on the loose, than just another one of the thousands of Muslim terrorists who are already freely running around the UK. The stabbing victim was charged with the unique crime of, listen to this, having intent to cause against the religious institution of Islam, quote unquote. Wow. to have cause against them.
England is truly just a fallen city, fallen country. There's
as they point out,
left.
Yeah, as they point out in this, this has not previously been a crime in any non-Muslim country. But with a Muslim justice minister who is enforcing Islamic laws, that may no longer be accurate description of the UK anyway. It may be a Muslim country. District Judge John McGarva denounced Hamet Koskun for his highly provocative, he said, behavior. That was his term, highly provocative. He said, quote, "Your actions in burning the Quran, where you did, were highly provocative. Your actions were accompanied by bad language, in some cases, directed toward the religion and were motivated, at least at part, by hatred of the followers of the religion." The Muslim stabber's trial, however, was far more leniently handled. Even though Musa had allegedly shouted, "I'm going to kill you," while stabbing another human being, he was charged merely with possession of a knife and of common assault, not with attempted murder. The authorities allowed the stabber to send in a picture of the knife that he and he sent in a picture of a palette knife rather than a bread knife, which he actually used. The stabber's judge was as kind and understanding as the stabbee's judge had not been. Judge Adam Hiddleston, who had previously been part of an organization that defended Muslim illegal alien invaders, let the Muslim stabber go with a suspended sentence because, quote, "You were clearly deeply offended by a man who was protesting outside the consulate and who, as part of his protest, had set fire to the Holy Quran," unquote. Whom was the Quran holy to? Well, to Hiddleston. And think about the fact that people were deeply offended by some of the things that the violence that was conducted against people in their community by these invaders, and they burned down some of these hotels that were there. Well, that wasn't excused because they were offended by actual crimes of murder. Those people were treated as if they were the terrorists. "I see no reason for that sentence to result in immediate custody," said Judge Hiddleston, describing the Muslim stabber as a, quote, "highly respected and valued individual," unquote. And he claimed without evidence that, quote, "there is an almost non-existent chance of the repetition of this behavior."
Oh, he would never do it again.
No. As a matter of fact, if somebody engages in some behavior and it is excused and even rewarded, that behavior will be repeated. That's just basic psychology.
All he's learned is that he can attack people and get away with it.
Yeah, and try to kill them.
Also, let me clarify for a second. When I say there's nothing left of the UK, I mean in the power structure. There's a lot of great patriots for the UK that still live there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and they came out in force with the Unite the Kingdom.
I want to make
they better
sure
unite the kingdom, and they better unite against this digital ID stuff. That's the next thing we're talking about here. In the UK, ordinary people condemning Islamic violence and mass migration have been jailed. But Muslim violence against them is virtually a victimless crime. To convince the public of this, the BBC state media ran a gentle, smiling picture of the Muslim stabber and put next to it an angry, scowling picture of the non-Muslim who had been stabbed. You could try to ignore the BBC and its hackneyed Ministry of Truth propaganda, but under the recently passed 1984-ish laws, state media must be embedded in smart TVs and soon on YouTube. Did you want to say something?
No, I'm just imagining it's probably much more pleasant to stab than it is to be stabbed. So even if it's to photograph them at the scene of the crime, I imagine the stabbee might be more scowly and angry than the man who engaged in the stabbing.
And if the stabber's let free, he's going to be happy. And after the court cases, you know, one of them is smiling and the other one is angry and puzzled about that. While burning a copy of the Quran, Hamid had carried a T-shirt stating that, quote, "Islam is a terrorist ideology. The Quran should be banned," unquote. He told the police that he had decided to burn the Quran because he had studied it extensively and it incited people to terrorism and encourages the beheading of non-believers, unquote. The half-Armenian and half-Kurdish man fully proved his case, not just in the UK court system, but where it really mattered, in the court of reality. He had proven it so well that the British authorities locked him up, freed his Muslim attacker, and then apologized to his stabber for all the trouble that had been caused by offending him. The British authorities really didn't believe that Islam and the Quran are the bearers of violent ideologies. If they didn't believe that, they would treat them the way that they do Christianity and Judaism, or at least Hinduism and Buddhism, rather than cowering, flattering, and appeasing Muslims while ruthlessly.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash.
by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Silencing any political dissident with police squads and prison sentences. Kuskin burned a Quran, and while he was doing it, two random Muslims also attacked him. While the one guy was stabbing him, saying, I'm going to kill you, two other Muslims saw that. They ran up, and they were kicking him as well. Quickly turned to violence. They don't know who those were. Rather than stop Muslims from stabbing, running over, bombing people, a policy that European governments had fitfully tried, they've now moved on to just legalizing Muslim violence. Cowardice, collaboration, treason, and Quislingism will do for a start. These collaborators are put in power by the invaders to suppress any dissent against their rule while making noises that they represent the interests of the nation that they are selling out every single day. Musa Kadri stabbed Kuskun from the front. Herr Starmer is stabbing England in the back. That's a good essay. That's an amazing story, isn't it? And then we look at where they want to go with this as well. As I point out, they have a big Unite the Kingdom rally, and I think it is coming up this Saturday. I think it's maybe it was last Saturday, but I think it's coming up still because I haven't seen pictures of the rally where they're going to push back against this digital ID that Starmer wants to put through. And this is this is actually Wide Awake Media.
Ad for it.
Yeah. 18th of October.
Yeah, that's right. So it still hasn't happened yet. This is Wide Awake Media that put this together. And they have, this is an AI Bill Gates, but he's saying all the stuff that Bill Gates is actually doing.
Well, the boundary between crazy but free speech versus misleading people in a dangerous way or inciting them is a very tough boundary. My case, some of it's even, you know, kind of funny, like that, you know, I'm using chips to track people, although because you're anonymous online, it can be worse. I do think over time, you know, with things like deep fakes, most of the time you're online, you're going to want to be in an environment where the people are truly identified, that is, they're connected to a real world identity that you trust instead of just people saying whatever they want. You know, I don't think in the future you'll want to get mail that comes from an anonymous source because whatever you see there might be designed just to mislead you. And so the idea of provenance, who sent me this email, was that really them? You know, we're going to have systems and behaviors that we're more aware of. Okay, who says that? Who created this?
Yeah, and of course that is, I don't know if they synthesized that or they edited that. He said all that stuff. When he talked about provenance, in other words, who created this? And it had the CCPA that I've talked about, the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authentication. That was Microsoft at the very center of that, Bill Gates and all of them. And that is the move, and it's an alliance of software companies, hardware companies. So you got Intel, you got ARM were in it, you got Microsoft, and you've got many others. You also have Adobe. Because people use memes, and we got to track those memes. And so they got all these hardware and software companies together, operating system companies, application companies like Adobe. And so if you create a piece of text, or if you create a meme, or if you create a video, they will mark it as coming from you. And then that's the provenance. And then they will authenticate that. And if you are a banned person, you won't even be able to upload to the internet. That's where Bill Gates wants to go. It's not, that's a much more oppressive, much more effective process than censorship. I mean, censorship is taking down something that's already gone up and now people have grabbed it and they're going to move it around. This keeps you from being able to communicate at all. It stops it at the source. And that's what he's been doing for quite some time. And so, yes, he wants to have digital ID in order to control the internet. By the way, this is a another thing that was done by the same people, another meme. This was also done by Wide Awake Media. Bill Gates, it's simple. I chip all of you, make a society cashless, put all the money on the chip. Then you will do exactly as you were told, or we will turn off the chip and you will not eat. That's the bottom line. That's what these people are all really about. And this is Larry Ellison, who is another person who is dearly loved by Trump. Let me say, you know, when you look at Jeffrey Epstein, what he did was horrendous and horrific. What Larry Ellison wants to do with his digital ID and the rest of this stuff in a custom-made mRNA poison for each of us, look at the DNA and figure out exactly what it is that will kill us as quickly as possible. That was Stargate. That was the very first thing out of the gate that Trump wanted. And now he's putting Larry Ellison in the mix for the controllers of TikTok, as Larry Ellison is becoming, and the Ellison family is becoming, one of the biggest players in media.
Your body cams will be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
When you come to government...
The seed in our homeland, boys, land.
I didn't mean to do that. I've been thumbs on this thing today. Anyway.
It worked right there, though.
Yeah. It's time to call out the people to take back liberty. We need a liberty tree, and we need to hang something on the liberty tree. Probably just the IDs. That's all we need to do, is just hang the IDs on the liberty tree, where they can't do any harm to anybody. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and that's what I was doing. I was
pulling real quick before you go, I have to say, getting off the Adobe plantation was so incredible. They make an absolutely abysmal product. Everything they manufacture has gotten worse and worse and worse. Premiere is a piece of garbage. Photoshop is worse than it's ever been. I cannot think of a single thing. Media Encoder is terrible. If you're using Adobe products, if you can switch, I recommend it. Try DaVinci. It's good. A little bit of a learning curve, getting back up to speed on what you need to do. But once you have it, it's wonderful. And there's free photo editing softwares like GIMP that you can install. And once again, learning curve, they're not going to be exactly the same. But it is so nice to not have to deal with Adobe and not have to deal with the continual crashes that their horribly optimized pieces of garbage bring.
Yeah. DaVinci is much, much better. I'm glad that you made that switch. We've been talking about doing that for a long time. And again, one of the things I hated about Adobe was this subscription model where you rent it every single month. Mm-hmm. You never own anything. You never stop paying them. And they are free to make changes then all the time. And they make updates and push them out to you, and they break everything.
Change the interface the way it's laid out. And they don't tell you where they moved that one button that you desperately need to push is. Oh, yeah, we changed it. We moved it for no reason, but now it's gone, and you have to figure out what we did with it.
Yeah. Well, DaVinci's perfect in the sense that it covers everything that you need to do, pretty much. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube. If you got a question about how to do something, it's very, very easy to find it. Usually there's a 30-second to 1-minute video that tells you exactly how to, you know, where that button is or something, right?
Yep.
And so anyway, yeah, that's important for people to know, because they're going to stab you in the back. That's what all these people are on board with this. Adobe is one of the key players in this CCPA. I always remember it as the Chinese Communist Party of America. That's what these corporations are, this technocracy.
Oh, we've got a comment from TunnelLord in 337. It says, on the topic of software, dump Microsoft Office and use LibreOffice. LibreOffice does what Office does, but way better. I've been using Libre for years. It's just a notepad app, does all kinds of different things. But I mostly use it just to keep notes. But yes, LibreOffice is a good one.
Yeah, I don't use Microsoft Office. I just use a word processor for what I'm doing. But, well, we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we get a little bit of an update on climate issues. So let's go back to the Sons of Liberty that I thumbed up earlier.
The seed in our homeland, boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree. And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Tell Alexa to add the APS radio skill and have access to the best channels anywhere. From country to blues, classic hits to news, APS radio curates incredibly diverse playlists for you to enjoy. Get details at APSradio.com.
Well, welcome back. And just so that you understand, that case I went to in great detail is not isolated. Here's a better example of this. This is something that Lance brought to our attention. A man who was jailed for 20 months because he made a joke when somebody was talking about protesting the Muslims. Got any more context, Lance?
Yeah, so this guy put out a post criticizing the immigration policy, and someone responded to it with a thing saying about, how about we start burning down these hotels? And he responded to the response with, sure, I'll be there at 5 o'clock if you're ready. You know, he didn't actually do anything. It was just social media comments.
Yeah.
But he got 20 months in that. This is a guy with a family. Here's the video of the
And you know, when we talk about things like that, people say, you know, people will always use these types of metaphors. But the Supreme Court has rightfully held in the past that if you don't actually do that, you know, if you're standing at the site and you say, you know, light that house on fire, and people immediately do that, that's the only time that you should be held responsible for speech like that. Speech is not violence. Violence is violence. And censorship is violence in a sense. Go ahead and play that report.
And also of the need for increased policing, as I have indicated, partly as a consequence of your post. In mitigation, I take into account your plea of guilty, for which you will receive full credit of one-third, following your earlier admissions. I take account of the contents of the references from your mother, friend, and employer. These can only be of limited value in the current circumstances, as can the contents of the pre-sentence report. I take account, too, of your expression of remorse, your lack of convictions which are racially aggravated, that you are in employment and you have a partner and family. In passing sentence, I take into account the purposes of sentencing, in particular in relation to this case, punishment and deterrence. As is recognised on your behalf, this offence is so serious that an immediate custodial sentence is unavoidable. Would you stand, please? The sentence that I pass has been reduced by one-third to reflect your guilty plea. The sentence is one of 20 months imprisonment. You will serve up to one-half
so
of your sentence
give him 5 years.
Custody before you are released on licence. If you fail to abide by the conditions also of the need for increased policing, as I have indicated, partly as a consequence of your post.
So they had to hire more police because they were afraid that somebody would actually do that, he said. So they're going to give him 5 years in jail for that. That's the insanity that the UK has descended into.
5 years. It was up to 7 years in jail for a post, but they only gave him 20 months because, you know, he has a family and he has a lot of people that said he's a upstanding member of the community. If he had just been a Muslim stabbing people, they could have just given him a slap on the wrist and let him go.
Yeah.
But he made a post, so even if he is an upstanding member of the society, of the group there, it's still...
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, that's England for you. Well, I talked yesterday about the fact that Trump is moving towards coal, and Reason came out and said Trump's $625 million coal plan may raise utility bills for millions of Americans. And the reality is that I don't think that it's actually going to raise it. It's going to raise their right to say that it is raising the debt. The right to say that the government should not be picking winners or losers. The problem is that the government had already picked the idea that coal was going to be a loser. So if Trump were to remove this stuff, get the burden of regulation away from coal, let the market decide this, that'd be a good thing. But always they have to reward whatever they want to do. So this is, we see Biden and Obama rewarding different types of energy. And Trump comes in and he has his own pet projects that are there. It's the central planning is the issue, and these people should not be planning this. What they do in the Reason article is they talk about some cases where the government subsidizing this has kept forced open some uneconomical plants, but it doesn't have to be that way. The bottom line is that we should stop this net zero stuff. And that means net zero subsidies, really. That's what the only net zero that we should have. We shouldn't have net zero emissions, which leads to net zero energy. We should have net zero interference, and we should have net zero subsidies of this stuff. The AI boom has sent electricity prices reeling. A Bloomberg analysis finding that wholesale energy prices in areas near data hubs have jumped 267% since 2020. Trump promised to lower electricity bills within 18 months of reentering office, and believes he's found a way to fix this issue, taxpayer subsidies for coal. So that's just the issue. We don't need to have more subsidies to lower the price. We need to let the market work. Contrary to what they claim, the government subsidizing coal is unlikely to keep electricity prices low. We've seen this before. Look at what happened with tuition at universities. When you subsidize tuition, it exploded. Every time the government comes in and starts to control the economy, it has exactly the opposite effect. You would think that, well, okay, we're going to make things cheaper by subsidizing them. No, it always makes the price go up. That has been proven over and over again in one area after the other. So that is Reason's beef with it, and I agree with them. But it is good to see, as I mentioned yesterday, Michael Mann got his comeuppance. And now he's really gotten a big comeuppance. If you take a look at this, the picture on this article, they show him as Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall, had a big fall. But the reality is that he's more like Pinocchio. This guy has told so many lies, they wouldn't be able to draw a picture of him as Pinocchio. His nose would just be too long. But he was operating at the University of Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, has been there for quite some time. It's back in the mid-2000s when I was working with the organization that was involved in a legal fight with him and lost. And he was already at the University of Pennsylvania instead of the University of Virginia. But it was what he was doing at the University of Virginia when he was there. He was involved in ClimateGate, where they were passing emails back and forth to each other saying, our models don't work, and the global warming is not happening. The temperature is actually going down. So he was conspiring with so-called climate scientists at the University of East Anglia, they were conspiring to hide the decline. They came up with very complicated manipulation of the statistics and data, and we realized that. And so we wanted to get the actual data, and he was able to fight in court and say that that was his own intellectual property and that should not be released, which was nothing of the sort. He did that while he was working at a public university, University of Virginia. He did it at work on their computers, and then he published the conclusions, and it was used to create public policy. And so it's not his private data, and it is not any intellectual property, and it was all a stack of hot lies that were there. But he was able to get around that. So now, at the time, he was at the University of Pennsylvania, and this piece from What's Up With That, said, Dr. Michael Mann, who never missed an opportunity to brand his critics as climate deniers and to drag them into court and to bask in the limelight of a sympathetic press. According to the Daily Pennsylvanian, Mann has stepped down after his partisan behavior clashed with Penn's new policy of institutional neutrality. His resignation came on the heels of controversy surrounding his social media posts, including a since-deleted comment about the death of Charlie Kirk. That was enough to draw the attention of Republican Senator Dave McCormick, who pressed the university to act. Recently, Mann reposted comments calling Charlie Kirk, quote, the head of Trump's Hitler Youth. He should be allowed to say that, but here's the reality. The Trump administration doesn't support free speech, and I don't agree with that assessment of Charlie Kirk, but nevertheless, he should be able to say that. But now the universities are concerned because Trump has shown that he's willing, on behalf of Israel and certainly on behalf of Charlie Kirk, to punish people who say things, so they don't want to lose their government contracts. So they put in that policy of neutrality, which meant that Mann would have to step down from the role that he had there at the university. Mann wanted the perks of authority without the restraint of responsibility. When the university reminded him that administrators are supposed to represent everyone, not just his chosen cause, Mann packed up and left the provost position, but he will stay on as professor at Pennsylvania, University of Pennsylvania. Now the man who spent decades accusing others of undermining science has been undone by his own inability to separate activism from scholarship, and the irony is delicious. To understand why this happened, you have to know about Penn's new institutional neutrality policy. Announced in late 2024, the policy was simple. University leaders will not issue public statements on political or global events unless they directly impact Penn. And that became Mann's kryptonite. It's not censorship, it's common sense. Universities are supposed to be places where ideas compete, not where administrators dictate political orthodoxy from above. This wasn't Penn pushing him out. Provost John Jackson went out of his way to insist that Mann wasn't fired or driven out. But Mann's resignation reveals exactly the problem. When you can't keep your politics out of your professional role, you eventually run into walls. So basically, they told him that he can't jump in and do these snarky comments about Charlie Kirk. So he just said, all right, well, I'll just step down then.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Text to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
And step out. He has spent decades using his academic credentials as a shield for political crusades. For example, the hockey stick graph, and when they show that picture of him as Humpty Dumpty, they had him holding the hockey stick. And, of course, the hockey stick was what Al Gore used in his propaganda movie, the nonsense about that.
An Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah. I always want to call it Convenient Lies. That's become the title in my mind. But he had it blown up, this fake chart that he had about the hockey stick, which is based on erasing the warming period during the medieval times. There you go. Legal costs are now climbing past 1.1 million. That's the hockey stick that he's got right now. That's a good Lance. I didn't see that. Critics shredded his statistical models, but Mann doubled down, called all of his critics deniers. And in the beginning of that movie, you've got Al Gore blowing up that hockey stick, where it goes up exponentially. That's the lie. and he blows it up to being like, 15 feet high, and he gets on a scissors elevator lift to go up to emphasize it. It was absurd. It was all theater and lies. The denier label that
he used.
Well,
I mean, that's probably the most logical thing in the whole climate alarmist thing is this is a big chart, which means that it's a bigger problem. So he has to go up in the scissors lift. That means that it's a serious increase.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's so big. Look at this. We couldn't even fit it on a piece of paper.
Oh, man, that's a big problem.
But, it is. It was all a lie. And as I point out, they cherry-picked the starting and the ending points to get that kind of thing. If you really look at it over a period of time, it fluctuates up and down. So they just focused on a narrow part of it to get the answer that they wanted. Also, a media darling. He cultivated his role as the go-to scientist for alarmist headlines. His op-eds and TV spots were less about data and more about messaging. No retrospective of Michael Mann is complete without revisiting his infamous courtroom battles. That's the chart right there. It's further down. Mann often portrayed himself as the embattled defender of science, forced to sue critics to protect his reputation. In reality, the lawsuit revealed his thin skin and his appetite for censorship, like in our case, not showing the data that he had based his so-called conclusions on. The most famous of these was his drawn-out battle with author and columnist Mark Stein. Back in 2012, Stein mocked Mann's hockey stick graph, compared his tactics to those of a fraudulent Penn State figure, and rather than brush it off, Mann sued for defamation, a decision that trapped him in more than a decade of litigation. After years of delays, appeals, and mounting legal costs, Mann's case collapsed in embarrassment. The courts ultimately did not grant him the vindication that he sought, and the spectacle only amplified Stein's critique that Mann was more interested in silencing opponents than in defending science. And he's more interested in hiding the data as well. Mann has a pattern of reaching for the courts as his first line of defense, whether against journalists, satirists, or fellow academics. These lawsuits rarely ended in clear victories, but they succeeded in painting Mann as a combative, arrogant individual unwilling to tolerate dissent. So where would you put him? In a university, of course. This story matters for two reasons. Number one, it reveals the rot in climate science. His career exemplified how climate science has been overtaken by advocacy. The data is secondary to the narrative. As a matter of fact, you can't even see the data. You're not allowed to see the data. Neutrality is impossible when the goal is political transformation and not understanding what is happening. It shows that accountability still exists, even in academia, a world that often shields its star activists. Mann's antics finally crossed the line. I don't know so much that I would call that accountability, though. This guy is still going to be teaching there. He's still going to be spreading these lies, and he's still going to be the media darling that he's been for a long time. Let's not forget that Michael Mann once tried to sue people for joking about him. He fought for years in the courts, claiming his reputation was irreparably harmed by comparisons to a cartoon character. His downfall wasn't the result of a clever critic or a devastating exposé. His downfall was his own toxic behavior. And that's really the environment that we need to be protected from, isn't it? Let's go to the comments here, Travis.
That's right. Honor Seeker says a lot of silver goes into a cruise missile. Well, maybe,
yeah. So you can see silver go up quite a bit. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Sadly. Christian Constitutional Conservative, the government has not shut down. The millionaires on Capitol Hill still get paid. The non-essentials go home or work for free. Mm-hmm. Veer Invictus, all the formerly MAGA influencers have become nothing but cheerleaders and establishment shills, and it happened very, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Almost overnight. Oh, and 61, also, silence is violence. That's right, that's their chant. Silence is violence.
Yeah, so what do we do? If we speak, it's violence. If we're silent, it's violence.
Well,
so
you have to
can't please
parrot
them,
what they say. You have to agree with the party line.
Yeah. Only enthusiastic participation is acceptable.
And Max, the really great trick was how they drug Muslims here who are offended by Christianity, so we had to hide Christianity away so as not to offend them. That's right. They bring in the problem. And Max, you don't bring uncivilized barbarians into an advanced society. Yes, that is
the big problem with all of this stuff is the volume of people coming in. You know, if you have a society and a culture. If you bring people in that number of group, that larger group, they are not going to become contributors to that. You know, we used to talk about the melting pot, and everybody would come in and make their contribution, but it would basically, it would slightly change the culture, but not replace it. And so this is the issue of what they're doing. When they bring everybody in, they remain in these enclaves, and these enclaves begin to fight each other. And that's the whole point. They're bringing them in for conflict.
Yeah,
that was
once
the point.
It reaches a critical mass, they no longer have to assimilate into the culture because they have their own culture built in there with them. You can see it even things like Chinatown. Basically, every city in America has a sort of pseudo-Chinatown area. And it's because there is a large enough Chinese population that they simply do not have to assimilate. They don't have to engage with the American culture. They just build their own microcosm.
That's right. And the Pentagon wanted that. You know, the elites in the government wanted that because they know what they have planned for us. And they don't want us fighting with them. They want us fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Divide and conquer.
Francine says religion of peace. That's right, the religion of peace. Mav, 2022, we are technically still in medical martial law since 2020. And
it is
Max?
The religion of peace, until it reaches the critical mass that you're mentioning, then it's always Sharia law, oppressive, authoritarian rule from the Muslim population.
Mm.
That has been the pattern throughout all of history. It's a peaceful religion until they reach a certain point.
And then it's incredibly violent. And Max, they disarm Brits, so now they want to take their garden tools. They have no possible weapons. That's right. North American House Hippo, understaffing. Honor seeker. But praying outside an abortion clinic will get you thrown in jail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
England is fallen. It's a shadow of its former self. Nibiru, 2029. Common assault because stabbings are common assaults in the UK. That's right. Nothing more common than a good old stabbing. Yeah, stepping out for a bit of the ultraviolence. ZJP Rumble, he'll be at peace after they stab you. The Syrian girl, the UK has fallen back into the law of the jungle. And it's as much the fault of the people allowing this to happen as it is of their elite leaders who obviously hate them. Owen 61, Jimmy Savile smiles down upon the BBC from above. That's right.
Yeah.
Lord Shower Curtain, these UK cops have no honor. They should be ashamed ignoring basic moral standards because they are too afraid to lose their jobs.
Just think about the BBC for a moment. You know, the Jimmy Savile thing, the Building 7 thing, it truly is amazing, isn't it? How many times that they've been caught. And, of course, it's a government propaganda machine, so there's nothing that you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lord read that. Beer Invictus. Europe is pro-Islam. U.S. is pro-Israel. More Hegelian shenanigans against whites.
Yeah.
Citizen of America. I guess they haven't learned if you spend a lifetime stabbing people in the back. After a while, they won't have any qualms about stabbing you in the front.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back. And we're going to ask, is the trendy Aragua, is that the way to say it? Is that a CIA op as part of the overthrow, the planned overthrow of Venezuela? We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Globalist next move. And now, the David Knight Show.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear Klaus, your annual global risk report makes for a stunning and sobering read.
For the global business community, the top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict or climate. It is disinformation and misinformation, followed closely by polarization within our societies.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With X to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
All right, the question is, and this is from Sonar 21, but you also find it on the Free Thought Project, is Tren de Aragua, the Trendy Gang, is that a CIA operation in order to justify an attack on Venezuela? And the person says, well, you'll likely ask, why is your headline about Venezuela, but the beginning of your article is all about Syria? Well, folks, because it is a pattern that we have seen over and over and over again. The CIA and these other people create the Mujahideen, which then morphs into Al-Qaeda, which then morphs into ISIS, which then morphs into Al-Nusra, which they then install in Syria as well. So why is it about that when you're talking about a headline about Venezuela, but you're talking about the new leader in Syria?
I've mentioned this before, but really quickly, I'd like to mention it again. In one of the Rambo films, at the very end, it says, this film is dedicated to the brave fighters of the Mujahideen. And they had removed that text from the end of the movie over time
as they
morphed.
Well, yeah, that was, and at that time, you know, you had John McCain, you know, they're portraying this as these people who were protecting their country from an invasion by Russians, which we then later did. We took the role of the Russians in the sequel in Afghanistan. But John McCain was going around different Republican women fundraisers saying, with a Mujahideen member, you want to support a Muj? Here you go. And of course we had Tim Osman that was always there at the... Mujing up to Al-Qaeda. We take down those penthouses in the sky. Given the massive buildup of U.S. forces off the coast of Venezuela, is the supposed threat posed by Tren de Aragua genuine, or is it an intelligence operation designed to create a justification to carry out regime change in Venezuela? Here's something else that you might know that Sonar 21 didn't say. What is it that Syria and Venezuela have in common? The geopolitical game of oil, okay? Syria doesn't have, it's not that they have so much oil, but they were part of two competing pipelines. And that's one of the reasons why you have the blowing up of the pipelines there, the Russian pipelines into Germany, because the U.S. wanted to sell them much more expensive liquid natural gas and things like that. So there was a pipeline that went from U.S. allied oil companies, and then there was the one that went from Russia. And that's what that war in Syria was really about. We know from publicly available evidence that CIA has a history of providing support to radical Islamic groups in contravention of policy stated, publicly stated U.S. policy to oppose such groups. So this guy who's formerly known as Al-Jilani is the latest example. His name is Al-Shara. He was born in 1982 in Saudi Arabia to a Syrian Sunni Muslim family from the Golan Heights. He grew up in Damascus. He joined Al-Qaeda in Iraq shortly before the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. He fought in the Iraqi insurgency for 3 years. He was captured by American forces in 2006 and imprisoned until 2011. This is the guy that we used U.S. military assets to install in Syria to throw out Bashar Assad, who was allied with the Russians. He was brought to power with the assistance of Western intelligence organizations. Multiple reports and investigations from multiple sources confirm that the forces aligned with al-Shura and his government in Syria have continued to carry out widespread sectarian violence, persecution, and massacres targeting religious minorities, including Christians, Alawites, Druze, and Shia Muslims. Because remember, Shia Muslims hate the Sunni Muslims, and there's another sect called the Wahhabists, and they're all fighting with each other as well. From March 2025, a series of mass killings targeted Alawite communities occurred, involving door-to-door interrogations and executions just based on their sectarian identity. These massacres resulted in over 1,000 deaths and involved Syrian government forces and allied militias. And this is after we helped to install this guy in place. But we already knew that he had been an al-Qaeda terrorist. You know, he was in American prison for many years as well. So all was forgiven, and he was put back into this position. And we bring in our A-10 Warthogs to give them air support. Based on this precedent that we have seen, it is not a wild leap to ask the question, is the CIA involved in creating the Tren de Aragua threat in order to justify a regime change in Venezuela? Circumstantial evidence says yes. As a matter of fact, the earliest documented mention of the Trendy Gang in U.S. news media appeared in a June 9, 2024 CNN article titled Tren de Aragua, the Venezuelan gang that is infiltrating the U.S. This report detailed that the gang's origin was in, was in a Venezuelan prison, and it expanded into South America. Emerging activities in the U.S., including over 70 linked cases and law enforcement documents, prior mentions in international media, such as Peru in 2018, exist, but this marks the first significant U.S.-focused coverage, coinciding with the federal investigations into the U.S. operations. Pay attention to the 2018 date. More about that in a bit. And, of course, when we look at it, the two things that I remember about the Trendy Gang was the fact that you had that guy that was so obnoxious talking about squatting. Remember that guy? You know, this is what you do. You know, he's doing a selfie. This is what you do. You just take over their houses and that type of thing. And then that went in for a while, and they said they arrested him. They let him do that for quite some time before ICE did anything about it. Then when they arrested him, they said, oh, and he is allied with Venezuelan intelligence agency. And then they had the gang that had taken over an apartment building. I think it was outside of Denver or something, and people documented that. But those are the two things that you saw from this gang. But the 2018 was when that first was put out there. The U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Asset Control first officially mentioned the Trendy Gang in July 10th of 2024 in a press release, sanctioning it as a transnational criminal organization. No publicly declassified or confirmed CIA operation specifically named for the purpose of overthrowing Maduro's government exists in any available records. However, reporting reveals a secret Trump-era CIA-assisted covert initiative aimed at regime change through nonviolent disruption, such as the 2019 hack of Venezuela's military payroll system to sow discontent among troops. This unnamed program involved internal CIA debates over resources and alignment with broader U.S. policy, but it did not achieve Maduro's ouster and remains partially classified. This reflects a pattern of U.S. maximum pressure tactics. In other words, we see over and over again, they'll come in and they'll say, we're going to have sanctions, we're going to have indictments, we're going to have cyber attack operations. And that's been going on since 2018, but no single named CIA overthrow operation has been acknowledged or declassified. The maximum pressure to oust Maduro started in 2018 which just so happens to coincide with the first mention of the Trendy Gang in the Peruvian press in 2018. Is that a coincidence? He says, I know based on my previous experience that it is highly likely that CIA assets were used to plant stories in the media, including social media, to build a narrative that the Trendy Gang is a threat to the U.S. that justifies the use of military force. And I would say this, because we also know how the CIA operates, you can expect a false flag attack by the Trendy Gang as well. They'll use this, I think, to justify cracking down the military in U.S. cities, especially, as I said before, in the red states. You can imagine that if they've got some kind of a terrorist attack that they blame on this Trendy Gang, that they're going to say, yeah, we need to have the military take care of this, and they're going to be welcomed, begged in by the conservatives who don't fear Trump whatsoever. Top U.S. officials are working with Venezuelan opposition to overthrow Maduro, says the New York Times. They said to overthrow the dictator Maduro. I guess it takes one to know one. So today begins Christmas season in Venezuela. I'm not in defense of Maduro. I just don't like to see us stoop to that level of what they're doing. He begins the Christmas season October the 1st. And that's to get people distracted as much as possible from bad news that's there. So don't worry. It's always Venezuela where it's always Christmas, I guess. Not Narnia, but anyway. Narnia was always Reminds winter, me. Never Christmas. Mm. What's that?
Reminds me of that song, We Need a Little Christmas, right this very minute.
Yeah, that's right.
We need distraction right this very minute.
Yeah, candles in the window and carols on the spinet. A push is reportedly ongoing by top aides to Trump to remove Maduro, of course. The effort is being led by Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor. Rubio argues Maduro is an illegitimate leader who oversees the export of drugs to the U.S., which he says poses an imminent threat. Except Trump is out there making deals with Albert Bourla. How do you even compare these two things that are there? Rubio recently described Maduro as, quote, a fugitive from American justice and the head of a terrorist organization, organized crime organization, that has taken over a country. So there you go. He's the fugitive. Dr. Richard Kimball. Evidently, Maduro also murdered his wife. I don't know.
The Need State to Department. Do that scene where Maduro goes, "I'm innocent," and have him go, "I don't care."
That's right. Yeah, do that, and have Marco Rubio as the guy who says, "I don't care," and points the gun at him to shoot. Yeah. The State Department insists that Maduro is not the legitimate leader of Venezuela, but rather a fugitive from American justice who undermines regional security and poisons Americans. I mean, this is childish. Yellow journalism of the kind of stuff that you would see from to lie us into World War One. You'd see from the press people at the time. We've recently begun using the supreme power of the United States military. That's the way they talk. Sounds like North Korea, doesn't it? The supreme power of the United States military. Trump said last week in a speech at the UN General Assembly, "We will blow you out of existence." How do we wind up with an American government that sounds like a combination on the one hand of Kim Jong-un, the supreme U.S. military, and the next thing, we will blow you out of existence. I remember when you had Khrushchev doing that, takes off his shoes and hammers the podium and say, vive el bury you, that type of thing. That's, what we have become. Well, you might want to ditch your AI investments now. Why? Because Jim Cramer says that there's no bubble that's coming, and he has become the biggest contraindicator of anything. As one person said, the grim reaper of finance, that he is there. So Zero Hedge says, Cramer, whose calls have historically underperformed so much that he has inspired an entire phenomenon of people who bet against him. They call it the inverse Cramer effect. He's now chimed in on the topic of whether or not we're in an AI bubble. So a lot of people are concerned now about an imminent collapse. He says, it's worse than we thought, said one Reddit user. The grim reaper of finance has weighed in, and the collapse of the global financial system is imminent. In February 2000, he proclaimed that the internet-related companies are the only ones worth owning right now, right before the dot-com collapse. In 2012, he bet against stalwarts like HP and Netflix, both of which soared following his sell notice.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Text to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
He has been accused of playing a part in the 2008 financial crisis. And his latest prognostication, that he doesn't believe that the immense spending on AI infrastructure has any parallels with the dot-com bubble from 25 years ago. Yes, the same one that he didn't see coming that day either. He's breaking, of course, now with experts who have drawn connections for quite some time now, with some arguing that the current AI bubble may be even worse than the market conditions leading up to the dot-com implosion of the early 2000s. Yes, a bigger bubble. Spending on AI has contributed more to the growth of the U.S. economy so far this year than all consumer spending combined. Imagine that. People poured more money into NVIDIA and companies like that than all of the consumer spending combined.
I've been saying of all these BlackRock investments and these companies like Disney making these woke movies that don't perform well, and people are saying, oh, well, they're going to have to change if they want to compete in the free market. But no, they're making tons of money because these investors have just so much compared to the average person.
Yeah, yeah. You only have to please them. And they have their own agenda, too, which is a long-term agenda. It's not about them making money immediately, but they're looking at this for the long-term control that they get out of it. So he said, what I see now is the polar opposite of what we saw 25 years ago. When the dot-coms made bad investments, nearly all of them went under. But worst case scenario, if Google and Amazon and Meta make bad investments and take big losses, that's just another day at the office. He laughed it off. Well, again, when you look at NVIDIA, and as I pointed out yesterday, analysts are calling it out as an example of circular financing, with NVIDIA propping up a company that is important to its own bottom line. It's kind of like having your parents go co-sign on your first mortgage, they said. But when the cycle turns, and it will turn, this type of circular investing will make things much worse on the downside. And again, that was NVIDIA announcing a $100 billion investment in its own biggest customer, OpenAI, fueling fears over circular financing of the AI bubble. So as we're talking about people going to jail for speech, it's not just the UK, of course. This is everywhere where this is happening. A Swiss man is going to be going to jail because he challenged gender ideology. This guy replied to a Facebook post by commenting, "If you dig up LGBTQI people after 200 years, you will only find men and women based on their skeletons. Everything else is mental illness promoted through the curriculum." In other words, promoted through their own state schools just like it is here. And when you look at this, it's not a stretch to say that this will be weaponized against Christians, because it is already happening to a very high-profile Christian in Finland. This is somebody who was a minister in a previous government. She's been a member of parliament for quite some time. And because of a church pointing out they were doing something with a Pride Month or this or that, I forget the specifics of it, but she responded with a pushing back with a quote from the Bible as a Christian. And for that offense, the prosecutor there, the attorney general in Finland, has gone after her now, has lost in lower court, lost on appeal, and taking it to the Supreme Court to punish her, to put her in prison. This is somebody who was not only a member of their Congress, their parliament, but somebody who is also a minister in their government. So they will be coming after Christians. This is a trans religion that they're foisting upon people. Liberal activists reported that his reports, they reported his post to law enforcement, said that it violated anti-discrimination laws. In other words, to say that there is a physical difference, a physical reality difference between men and women, and that's the only thing that you're going to find there. The rest of it is mental illness that's been instilled in the kids in the schools. That is total truth. And people need to wake up to that truth, because we've got to stop these institutions that we call government schools. They must be stopped. We must get government out of education. When you talk about public education, you're not talking about education at all. Once you put that public in front of it, you're talking about something completely different. Anyway, he said, the court said, anyone who publicly, through word, writing, image, gesture, physical violence, or in any other way, degrades or discriminates against any person or group of persons on the grounds of their race, ethnicity, religion, or sexual orientation in a manner that violates human dignity can be subjected to a fine or sentenced to up to 3 years in prison. Well, I think they have destroyed freedom and dignity, which is what B.F. Skinner always wanted destroyed. The police launched an investigation against him because these people reported him to him, during which they interrogated him about his intent behind the social media post. His intent was to tell the truth, I think. What did you mean by this comment? They asked him. He said, well, those who think that there's not just man and woman, I want to tell them that there is only just man and woman. Later, when asked, what do you think of the LGBTQI community? He said, nothing, absolutely nothing. It's an extremist bunch, and they want to silence me. A court ruled that through his comment published on Facebook, he has publicly belittled the LGBTQI people based on their sexual orientation and in a way that violates human dignity. Let me say, there's nothing dignified about what the LGBTQ people do. Anyway, they fined him $627, threatened him with 10 days in jail if he failed to pay. He refused to pay the fine. And so he will have to report to jail on December the 2nd. He said, on December 2nd, I'm going to jail for 10 days, refused to pay the fine. That's very different than 20 months in jail. But, you know, so they're not as far along as the Brits, but they are headed down the same septic tank.
Their maximum sentence was 3 years in prison for speech, whereas Britain will give you up to 7 years in prison.
Yeah, it's coming here as well. And conservatives need to remember this when they applaud Trump for coming after the pro-Palestinian protesters. There's absolutely no way that we can ever support destroying the First Amendment for anybody, especially for a foreign government. To equate criticism of a foreign government with racism and anti-Semitism is absurdity, as absurd as this LGBTQ transgender stuff. And then to look at the people that have been heavily subsidized by American taxpayers, they've been robbing us blind, and now the state of Israel wants to rob us of the First Amendment. That's what's going on here. But by the way, we have, I think I'm going to skip that story here. A scorned husband sets a lawmaker on fire for having an affair with his wife. I guess liar, liar, pants on fire was literally, he tried to do that. And the interesting thing I think about this is that the guy is from the UK. So he doesn't grab a gun, he grabs gasoline in a match.
Personally, I'd rather be shot than set on fire.
Oh, yeah. He's in for a lot of pain. A scorned husband set fire to a Virginia lawmaker for allegedly having an affair with his wife. He set the person on fire who had the affair with his wife, they said. And, of course, the terminology of affair makes it sound, that's kind of romantic or whatever. No, he adulterated his marriage. Vogler's wife, Blair, told the court that her husband suffered second and third degree burns to 60% of his body. He's been in the hospital ever since the incident and is recovering. He has two children with his wife, whom he cheated on. According to the employee, this guy from the UK walked into the building with a bucket and chased the adulterer, pouring gasoline on him. And the next thing I remember was Lee screaming, call 911. He threw gasoline on me. Like I said, this guy is from England, so no firearm, just fire. And Buck Hayes, the guy from England, was charged with attempting first-degree murder and aggravated malicious wounding following the attack. It's a good thing that the guy wasn't holding a Quran, right?
That could have really made this a problematic crime. Yeah.
The attacker should have held up a Quran and been yelling, Allah Akbar. He would have been out with a slap on the wrist.
That's right. So they set up a GoFundMe for the guy. They've raised $160,000. He is having skin graft after skin graft that's there.
Different kind of graft and corruption.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we used to our politicians and graft. But talking about skin, though, scientists are making embryos from human skin, DNA, for the first time. This is really concerning. Because understand what is going on here with this Brave New World approach, this technocracy. They've had a war for a long time on parents. They've had a war on family because they're warring against the children. And so all of this, I see this as falling into this category because the LGBT people refer to us as breeders. And they want to make sure that they don't need us anymore. And so they're pushing for this Brave New World science to clone people. They manipulate the DNA taken from people's skin cells and then fertilize it with sperm. The technique could overcome infertility due to old age or disease by using almost any cell in the body as a starting point for life. But this is really, I think, the agenda for the government-controlled hatcheries, an agenda to bolster LGBT, because they can always say, well, this is because, you know, these homosexuals can't have kids, so let's help them to have. That's only a kind thing to do. So we see this happening in every regard. And I hear the music. We are out of time. We didn't get to these comments. Guard Goldsmith says, remember how Michael Mann not only lost a defamation suit about Canadian meteorologist Tim Ball of British Columbia because Mann wouldn't show his data, the judge made Mann pay Ball. Well, that's good. That's good. Thank you for joining us, folks. And we do have a little bit of good news with that, I guess. Have a good day.
See you tomorrow.
Of course, meanwhile, lawmakers are still creating policy based on his...
Yeah, that's right. The policy goes on. Michael Mann may be gone, but the climate nonsense and the net zero stuff will go on and on and on and on.
Data yeah, or right. no data.
That's right.
Goodbye.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, 5 a.m. run? Really? All right.
If running shoes could talk, they'd have a lot to say.
Puddle, puddle, puddle. Oh, why would you aim for it? Oh, a double knot. Someone's feeling fast today. Instead of a marathon, maybe a beer run next time.
If shoes could talk, they'd also tell you to shop Academy Sports and Outdoors for top running brands like Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Adidas. Academy. Fun can't lose.